4444 and tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The Senate approves a detainee measure.
This is very, very critical for the future security of this nation.
Over critics' misgivings.
This is truly a dangerous bill.
In the dark on Iraq.
Who doesn't know? The American public.
The search for a cop killer in Florida.
We will find him. We will track him down.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. After bitter debate and a mini-rebellion within the Republican ranks, the Senate has acted on a bill that outlines the way terrorism suspects are to be treated. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
The Senate followed the House in approving a bill giving the Bush administration sweeping powers to detain, interrogate, and conduct military trials for suspected terrorists. Though he had to make some concessions to a handful of Senate Republicans, the president for the most part got what he wanted, and what New Mexico Republican Pete Domenici says the country needs.
We must use every tool at our disposal to fight that war, not just some, but all.
But one civil liberties group complains Congress is giving President Bush the power of kings to lock people up without charge and without access to the courts. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Now, this House and Senate have put in fewer working days than any other modern-day Congress without passing legislation in several key areas, including lobbying and immigration reform. The House did greenlight a measure giving legal status to the president's program of warrantless wiretaps with some new restrictions. Whether the Senate votes on a similar measure before adjournment is questionable. President Bush returns to a familiar theme this morning when he makes a speech in Washington. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Terrorism again, Peter?
Right, the latest in a series of speeches on it, Nick. Turning up the partisan heat yesterday, the president complained that Democrats are second-guessing his Iraq war policies.
Party of FDR. The party of Harry Truman has become the party of cut and run.
Well, Democrats compared that statement to Mr. Bush's Iraq war mission accomplished claim in 2003. The White House says the president will step back from the politics in the speech to a military audience about 90 minutes from now. He'll claim progress in Afghanistan, scene of increased Taliban attacks. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Amnesty International taking aim at a key U.S. ally in the war on terror, Pakistan. Amnesty's Sarah Green says that since 9/11, hundreds of people, among them innocent people, have been rounded up in Pakistan and effectively sold to the U.S. for the reward money.
We know that a sizable proportion of them have ended up actually in Guantanamo Bay. Many more are unaccounted for. We still don't know where they are.
Amnesty's argument, bounty hunting encourages human rights abuses without making anyone safer from terrorism.
A Canadian swept up as part of the U.S. Extraordinary Rendition Program has received a public apology from the head of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Maher Arar was falsely charged with being a terrorist and flown by the U.S. to Syria, where he says he was tortured. Faulty intelligence was the reason, and RCMP Commissioner Giuliano Zaccardelli takes full responsibility.
How truly sorry I am for whatever part the actions of the RCMP may have contributed to the terrible injustices that you experienced and the pain that you and your family endured.
New Iraq violence has hit close to the Saddam Hussein trial again. This time, the brother-in-law of the new chief judge has been gunned down and his nephew wounded in western Baghdad. It's unclear if the attack was because of their relationship to the judge. The American people have not gotten a straight story on Iraq from the administration. In a new book, Watergate journalist Bob Woodward claims in a 60 Minutes interview that there are not better days ahead and the administration knows it.
The assessment by the intelligence experts is that next year is going to get worse. And in public, you have the president and you have the Pentagon saying, oh, no, things are going to get better.
And Woodward says President Bush is getting behind-the-scenes advice from former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger.
Kissinger's fighting the Vietnam War again because, in his view, the problem in Vietnam is we lost our will.
It's 4 past the hour.
This hour brought to you by John Lang Homes. Visit
JohnLangHomes.com. With AM 760 local news update. New information this morning on the shooter at Platte Canyon High School. Sheriff Fred Wagoner.
We also have a report that a male high school student was approached by a suspect prior to the shooting and asked about the identity of a list female students.
Investigators gathering more information from this student. No word on whether there were any correlations between the list and those girls taken hostage. 16-year-old Emily Keyes shot and killed by the gunman, Dwayne Morrison, before he shot himself. The family of Emily Keyes asking people now to do random acts of kindness in her memory, saying it's what she would have wanted. A memorial for Emily set for 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the National Farmers Union Education Center. It's located on the County Road 68 in Bailey. Anna mea culpa from a student who claimed to want to stay in the classroom with the girls. Cassidy Grigg now says he wasn't even in the English class that was taken over by the gunman. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. Smooth so far for your Friday drive around Metro Denver. Really nothing to get in your way. We do have a collision up north, though, involving a semi. Southbound 25, mile marker 232. That's right near the Erie-Decono exit, just north of E-470. Good news, though, up in the high country, eastbound lanes of the Eisenhower Tunnel back open. Looks like CDOT finished up a little early this morning. That stretch of eastbound I-70 at DeBeck Canyon, however, remains closed. Put your career in high gear at the E3 Job Fair, October 3rd, 11 to 5 at the Adams Mark Hotel in downtown. Connect with over 140 great employers and resources. More about this free event at CO.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Quality. Value. Design. Innovation. Customer satisfaction. Strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight. and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Today, a high of 86, sunshine all 3 days. So it's going to be a really nice weekend. It's Friday. It's time to celebrate. It's the end of the week. And we got plenty coming up this morning at 8 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. We'll get our weekly check, with her coming up this morning at 8. Then at 8:30, we're going to get on this story that we didn't have time to get to yesterday about the Frontline series. Some scenes in that series have been cut out because of profanity, and PBS is engaging in censorship, and we'll talk to Rebecca Dana of the New York Observer, who wrote an article about this at theobserver.com. And then at 9 o'clock, the movie The U.S. versus John Lennon opens today, which I can't wait to see, The U.S. versus John Lennon. And we're going to have on John Weiner. He is a John Lennon historian. Has two books out on John Lennon, Give Me Some Truth, the John Lennon FBI Files, and Come Together, John Lennon and His Times. And we're going to talk about this new movie that opens up today, as a matter of fact, here along the Front Range. And we can talk about anything else you want to talk about at 303-713-7600, because it's open phones, and it's anything you want to talk about. Plenty of things out there if you want to continue to talk about the school shooting, which happened, of course, the day before yesterday, and you want to talk about some of that, we can do that. You can also talk about national issues. You can talk about basically anything that's on your mind. I have kind of a weird thing here this morning in that the side of my head, on my right side of my head, my ear is like plugged, so I can only hear out of one side, basically. So that's going to make for a weird morning here this morning. The Senate passed the detainee bill, which is extremely, extremely disappointing. And what's even more disappointing about the Senate passing the detainee bill is that Senator Ken Salazar voted with the Republicans. Once again, Ken Salazar voted with the Republicans, in the bankruptcy bill, voted with the Republicans on this bill. Why in the world can Salazar vote for this bill when it clearly, clearly, clearly has some disturbing parts in it, including a writ of habeas corpus? It has just some terrible things in there about stripping out the reviews, the roles of the federal court in reviewing what goes on. As a matter of fact, don't we have a cut in there by Patrick Leahy, who made an impassioned statement? This is just like an abbreviated cut by Leahy, who made an impassioned statement on the floor of the Senate yesterday about the unconstitutionality of this bill and the right of habeas corpus and how important it is to American jurisprudence. And I have to tell you, I am so glad and I am so honored that tomorrow night I'm going to be the MC at the Carl Whitehead dinner for the ACLU, which is one of the premier organizations that fights for our rights and our civil liberties. Even though I hate having to go there and wear a suit and go through all of that, I'm happy to be able to be associated with the ACLU. Mary and I have been longtime members, And we need them now. We need the ACLU now more than we've ever needed the ACLU. And Salazar, what kind of senator is this guy? I'm sorry. And we've had this discussion many times. But, boy, when he runs for re-election, I wish somebody would challenge him in a primary. Here's Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy on this whole detainee bill.
That's not what American values are. That's not what our traditions. That's not what our rule of law would have us do. This is not just a bad bill. This is truly a dangerous bill.
You know, they could name you an enemy combatant. They could name me one. I mean, he has no protections for United States citizens. We could disappear down the hole of the system like some kind of bad Kafka-esque novel. Also, Bob Woodward's book is out. Have you heard about this? It'll be out on Monday, where he says the Bush administration, he's going to do an interview this Sunday on 60 Minutes, where he says the Bush administration is hiding the numbers on Iraq, not being truthful with you and I about how bad things really are there, and that Henry Kissinger, of all people, is involved in giving the White House advice. And Bob Woodward says that Henry Kissinger is back fighting the Vietnam War all over again. Man. So that's just a few of the really superlative things we have to discuss this morning. Mad Tommy Tam Credo gets whacked again, this time by Dick Armey, who is in his party and at one time, of course, was one of the engineers of the 1994 Republican takeover of Congress. We'll talk about that. Trent Lott makes a ridiculous statement about the whole Sunni-Shia mess in Iraq. And, as I said before, anything else you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, it's up for grabs. And I got three open phones, so bring it on, as George W. Bush used to.
VH1 Classic presents Sticks. REO Speedwagon. A night with two rock and roll supergroups. Sunday, October 1st, Coors Amphitheater. All the hits from both bands. REO Speedwagon. Plus new music from Styx's latest CD, Big Bang Theory. In stores now. Styx, REO Speedwagon. Sunday, October 1st, Coors Amphitheater.
Everybody sing now.
With special guest, the fabulous Thunderbirds. Tickets at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts. Styx, REO Speedwagon. More info at StyxWorld.com and Speedwagon.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
77.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
And we cannot be able to tell the American people we're doing our full job unless we have the tools necessary to do so. And this legislation passed in the House yesterday is a part of making sure that we do have the capacity to protect you.
Yeah, you have to ask yourself whether you buy that or you don't buy it. Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6. High today, 80, mostly sunny. AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. You can instant message me, too, by the way, at am760.net. I'll read those messages as I get time. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about as we always finish out the week on Friday, leaving it open to you at 303-713-7600. Here's Larry in Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, sorry about your ear.
Yeah, and it's the weirdest kind of thing. It's like trying to listen to stereo with a channel missing.
Oh, wow. My wife says that about me, and that's when we're in the same room. hey, I just wanted to call and comment. I spent the morning on the phone about the torture bill yesterday. I called my senators saying bad, bad, bad. Sent out an email that I sent to Democrat friends and Republican friends saying, you know, you don't give this kind of power to the executive branch. I don't care if it's Bill Clinton in office.
I agree.
You don't give unchecked power like this because that's not the way America's built. Anyway, here the old saying, Jay, is with friends like these, who needs enemies? And I'm talking about Ken Salazar.
I agree 100%. What is wrong with this guy?
I'm just, you know, why didn't I just vote for a Republican? And the thing that gets me is, and I'm making a list of stuff for me to do as a good, you know, Democrat and American. That is, next time in this state when there's a primary, we had as Democrats the opportunity to put Mike Miles in top of the ballot as our choice for senator. Mike Miles, he's like Bill Winter. He's got a military background, progressive ideas. And I am so, so sorry. The Democratic Party, the leaders just said, no, 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 we got to do Salazar. So that was it. He's the man on the ticket. And I am so sorry. The only change that's going to happen is when we have Democratic representatives who actually have the cojones to stand up and represent a true opposition party. So
I don't understand his thinking. I don't get his thinking at all. I really don't. Unless he's trying to achieve what he would consider to be political cover for when he has to run again.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, is this state really, really, really that knee jerk, reactionary, right wing?
The state it's the Wild West, and it's wide open.
I mean, is it? I mean, I've asked this question before on the air. I've asked this question before. I'm talking about out there. I'm talking about out across the state, not just the Denver metro area, not just Boulder, not just Longmont, not just. I mean, what's going on down there, like in Grand Junction? What's happening in all these little towns? I mean, is he trying to assure that he's going to get those folks to vote because any right-minded Colorado citizen would support the idea of lifting writ of habeas corpus or would support the idea of rough interrogation methods without court review? Is that what's going on out there and we're just in an isolated bubble, and we don't realize it.
I don't know, Jay. I don't know. Randy Rhodes, your colleague on the airwaves, brought up the point of people just being robotic. There's a whole generation out there just, you know. I keep telling Americans, my friends, Democrats and Republicans, torture's not American. Torture's un-American. Torture's, what is this? And it's astounding. It's just stone.
I don't buy the idea, though, that people are robotic. I don't buy that idea. I buy the idea that people are either two things, three things. That they're either unaware because they're busy doing other things, and they're not junkies like you and I, who watch everything that happens.
Uh-huh.
Or they don't understand the ramifications of the bill, and are there and are therefore confused by it.
There's that, yeah.
Or they genuinely support the idea of doing whatever it takes, no matter how inhuman, no matter what violations, they don't care. They support whatever it takes to get information and get convictions out of alleged terrorists, and they're not familiar with the stories, for instance, of the Canadian man who has now gotten an apology out of the Royal Mounted Police, who was renditioned to Syria and tortured and beaten, and the large amount of prisoners that we are holding who have never seen the light of day and have never had a trial, that they support that. And if they support that, I don't, it's like, to me, you know what it does? Here's what it does, Ron. Maybe you have the same feeling. Or Larry, I'm sorry. Maybe you have the same feeling, Larry. It makes me feel totally and completely disconnected.
I know.
No, really, doesn't it? It's like, okay, I get it now. I'm by myself. It's only me. I understand. I'm the last holdout. I'm Winston Smith, you know, in 1984. And, okay, I guess I just better shut up because no one else gets it. No matter how much I scream, nobody gets it.
Oh, my God. All right, Jay, I'm not going to keep you all morning. I have one last thing. I've determined this morning, I get back up on the horse. And I'm going to get out the checkbook and send money to Bill Winter. And that's it. Just got to keep plugging away.
I just gave the DNC. I just contributed, and Mary's going to kill me when she sees the bill, but I just gave the DNC a truckload full of money.
Unlike you,
man. Even though I feel like it's you and me, and we're alone in this, I'm not going down without a bare-knuckles fight.
I hear you. Jay, have a great weekend.
All right, Larry, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
I do feel that way, though. I feel totally disconnected. I feel like I'm not in the mainstream. And it makes me feel like at times I'm the wrong person to be doing this show. Because the person who'd be doing this show should be more mainstream. And I'm not mainstream enough. Because this stuff really, really, really eats at me. It bothers me. It does. It bothers me. And you know something? If anything, it makes me crave the idea that I wish I had money. Don't you ever sit around and have those discussions with your friends? Well, if I won the Powerball, if I had been born a trust fund baby, if I had a ton of bread, okay, I'm not denying this. If I had a lot of money, I'd live in a modest house because these big houses don't appeal to me. They never have and they never will. I would drive a very high-end sports car. I would pay for that. I would love to have like a Ferrari Spider or a Lamborghini or a Porsche Turbo. But then I take the rest of my money and I would be involved in politics. Not as somebody who could run because I got too much of a checkered past, but I would love to be able to just open up my checkbook and say to the ACLU, to the Center for Constitutional Rights, to Angie Piccioni, to Jay Fawcett, to Ed Perlmutter. These are all people I've given money to. But I'd love to be able to write them out fat checks and write out fat checks to the DNC. Just so I would have some sense of fighting back. Just so I'd have some sense of punching it out. Don't you ever get that feeling? Or am I alone on this? In my feeling about this? It irks me to no end that it's so hard for you and I to get heard. Now, I strongly believe that if you like a candidate, if you like a ballot initiative, if you like those things, that if you give $25 and that if we all band together and pop 25, it does make a difference. I really believe that, and I believe that in my heart. But for once, I'd like to just be able to monetarily rock the world. I'd like to. And so the only thing you could say to, about me would be to say, Jay, you're driving a fossil fuel inefficient automobile. And I would say, yes, we all have our faults, and that's one of mine. But other than that, I'm trying to fight these SOBs every inch of the way and trying to take away our civil liberties and in trying to enforce this weird reactionary agenda on the country. All right, so we'll take more of your calls coming up here. 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. I think I've asked you this before, Gina. If you could have any kind of car you wanted, what would it be?
A Corvette.
Yeah, that the brand new ones?
No, I want a Stingray. I want a classic.
Well, they're not, you know, those Stingrays are not that expensive.
Well,
price those out. They're not that. They are not that expensive.
Really?
No, they're not. They're really not. They're not as much as you think they are.
Well, with gas prices, though, you know,
No one says you have to drive it every day, though.
This is true. This is true.
What you do is you get that car, and then you park it in your garage, and then you go out and get, like, a throwdown car. Like,
yeah.
Like
my little minivan.
A Dodge Neon or something like that, and drive it around, you know? Something that gets good gas mileage, and you only take out the Stingray on very special days.
Oh, on the weekends. A little Sunday drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what they always say about high-end sports cars? You know what they always say about those expensive automobiles?
What?
Well, when you look at the gas mileage, and it's like 11 miles per gallon or 8 miles per gallon or 18 miles per gallon, and you say to people, boy, I'd love to have that car, but it would kill me. It would kill me to buy gas for 11 miles per gallon. People always say to me, if you can afford that automobile, you don't have to worry about the gas.
Well, this is true.
So maybe there's a grain of truth in that. Okay.
We have to live a little.
Friday, sun's getting ready to come up. How's traffic look?
Not much to be concerned with, Jay. We do have a crash up north involving a semi southbound 25 just north of E-470. Other than that, southbound 25 slowing down at 104th right on time. Same for eastbound 270 right near York. And you'll find you're right along the Boulder Turnpike starting to build Federal to Pecos.
So you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended PAP screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stewart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stewart.
Hmm. With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:35. 25 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 80. Going to be a nice day, mostly sunny. It's Friday, and it's open phones. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, or instant message me at am760.net. Also get details about our talk radio, our progressive talk radio superstar contest. And you can get that, too, at am760.net. It's your chance to become a talk radio star. All right. Let's get back to the phones. And we'll go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Hey, just a couple of things real quick. I called Ken Salazar's office last night, and, you know, I did leave a voicemail message, you know, saying how disappointed I was. I said three strikes, you're out. I to me, it's like the bankruptcy bill and this, and I know there's a third thing out there. I can't think of it.
You just can't think of it, Cam. You're trying to dig around to figure out what it is this early in the morning?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the flag burning amendment. That kind of stuck in my craw, personally. He's a waste. And I just believe that, you know, people, we ought to do everything we can to assure that he's a one-termer and out, because he's just been a major disappointment to Democrats in the state, I believe.
So you're like me. You'd like to see a more progressive candidate challenge him in the primary.
Yeah, he's gutless, basically. He hasn't done a thing. I mean, you know, unlike a few of these guys, I mean, he hasn't even made an attempt to stand up to this this myth that, you know, Democrats are weak on terror, and if you're not voting with Bush Co. on every one of these issues, like this Boehner rhetoric. Have you heard?
Sure.
Oh my God, he's so to the top. I mean, what did he say yesterday? This is going to show who wants to fight terrorists and who wants to coddle them.
Yeah, that wasn't Boehner. That was Dennis Hastert that made that comment.
Oh, right. Well, there's a whole lot of them. You know, they're people are still buying into this, and 5 years down the road, I can't believe it. You know, it's this brings me to my other point. I've been thinking about this lately. You know, Bin Laden and the you know, Al Qaeda, they don't need to hit us again. I mean, they're probably just sitting over there on the other side of the world laughing at us. And why do they need to hit us again after all they needed to do was do that one act, you know, while Bush was in power, and look at us, you know, spinning out of control and self-destructing over this 5 years later. You know what I mean?
Yes, I think you're right. I think that this is going to be looked at as a very, very dark period in American history. This is going to be viewed as the same thing that historically now we view the Aliens and Sedition Act. And it's a very, 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 very dark period. It's very tough. And it makes you wonder about your fellow citizens. It makes you wonder about the idea that we could get so scared that we would start giving things away, particularly civil liberties, and humane treatment of prisoners, when you reap what you sow, and it's secular, and what we do to other people, other people are going to do to us, and it's very scary. And it's like I said before, you sit back and you feel like, well, you just feel disconnected. It's like I must be by myself, and I guess everybody else out there is scared or doesn't care.
Yeah, I agree with something that I heard Marilyn Musgrave say on your show yesterday. She said the future is grim. I agree with her, but not for the reasons that she cited.
I would agree, too. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. And I'm usually pretty optimistic, but I'm pretty shook up by this whole bill and the vote and the whole thing. And I keep asking this question, and I haven't gotten a good answer for it. What's going on out there outside of the Denver Boulder area? What is going on around Colorado in places like Grand Junction? What's going on in small places around this state? Do you think the majority of your fellow citizens are buying into all of this reactionary rhetoric of being so scared that anything goes? I mean, are we moving to that? Here's John in Highlands Ranch. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for your work. And although you haven't mentioned it much lately, thanks for mentioning mental illness and bringing it to the forefront. That really does help to break down the stereotypes for us, and I appreciate that.
Well, thanks.
Anyways, you know, an electric gets the government it deserves, and we're really in this mess because of our own fault. When you get 50% of the public showing up to vote, I mean, the government gets out of hand like it has. That said, I think there's two things that we need to do and that really are effective. One, it's like this whole bill that came up, it wasn't on the television anywheres. I mean, you know, this is like one of the other talk show people said it was codifying fascism. I mean, that's exactly what's going on here. And it's not even covered in the news. One thing that we can do, everybody can, and it's real effective, is watch your local news and check out who's advertising on there. And then call those advertisers and tell them that you're very disappointed with the news and that they're not covering certain things and that you're not going to buy from them.
Now,
and
are you talking about, when you say it's not wasn't covered in the news or it's not being covered in the news, are you talking about the local news or are you talking about the cable news networks?
Well, I'm talking about both, but I think with the effective networks, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, and, you know, cable, CNN, the news itself. But if you call them on the local level and get them to push something, you might get more local coverage. I mean, I think if we, you know, if we aimed at the national, at the network themselves, it wouldn't be as effective.
I have to take issue with you in that what I watch, which is I never miss Oberman.
Oh, yes.
And also CNN.
Right.
And this has been covered extensively. This detainee bill was covered extensively on both programs and also on both the CNN and MSNBC. And I can't say what went down on Fox because I don't watch them. I can't say what went down on CBS, ABC, or NBC because I don't watch them. But the two channels that I watched, and also, by the way, the newspapers that I read, both the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Denver Post, and the Rocky Mountain News, I know there were articles in there about this bill.
Yeah, and granted, there is more and more coverage in the last 6 months or so, just in light of the Republicans are being seen for who they are this time around. But locally and you're right, cable does a little bit more now, but you don't see it locally or when they've touched on it on the local channels, ABC, NBC, and CBS. It's they don't even mention the habeas corpus part of it. They talk about it as though it's a great thing to fight terrorism and you know it's just one more issue. I don't know.
Local news do you watch just out of curiosity?
Generally CBS, Channel 4, but I bounce around. I'm Channel 9 once in a while, which is MSNBC or NBC, whatever it is.
Channel 9 would be NBC, I think.
Yeah, NBC, but primarily CBS. Well, that's one thing, and I just think that if we squawk more, I mean, because you got to admit that the media... And granted, there's the corporate issue and the money-making factor and all that, but there is a definite push to stifle the news throughout all the networks. And I think that we need to be vocal and active about that.
I don't know about stifle's the right word. Banage would probably be a better word. But I think that if you do look, you can find the stuff. And I have to tell you that when it comes to both the detainee bill and also the NIE, the National Intelligence Estimate, that both CNN and MSNBC have been all over it.
Yeah, probably more so on the cable.
And it's the same thing with New York Times. They've been all over it. So has the Washington Post. So has the LA Times. I mean, it's shown up in all of those newspapers. And I've even seen it in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News. But here's the question, though, and I think this is one that you got to ask yourself. First of all, are most people too busy to pay attention? And then, is the whole topic so complex that a lot of people have trouble getting it anyway?
Yeah.
I don't know. And are we, once again, for those of us who object to this and think it's wrong, are we disconnected?
I don't know. Disconnected in what? I mean, it makes us not the mainstream?
There's like 20 of us probably up here. There's probably 20 of us this morning listening to this radio station at 6:45, 15 minutes away from 7, while everybody else is listening to some extended report over on NPR about crickets chirping, or they're listening to KBCO or something, and we're the ones that are concerned about what's going on. And it's not that those people aren't concerned; it's just that they just don't—they're not listening to radio stations that specialize or that talk about those issues. And I don't know. Maybe the majority of your fellow Coloradoans buy this agenda, and you're just in the minority.
Well, I don't know. I think that if that's the case, even, I mean, you look at the minority is in control of our government right now, and that's a fact because 60% of us agree that they're full of, anyway. But I think that I really do believe that we need to get out and squawk more to the media and say, you know, when things get passed and swept under the carpet or not touched as correctly or just given a right slant, we still can affect their decisions on what they put on the news by talking directly to the advertisers. It works. In any event, one other issue. We all have a right, as registered voters, to partake in the count at 7 o'clock at the end of the polls to count to see that the number of votes cast with the number of people on the list who are supposed to vote match. And that's one thing that anybody has a right to do, insist on, that they count, that they be part of the count process. And I think we all ought to take a little part of that. If we're allowed an election this year, which I'm not so sure we will be, but if we are...
No, we're going to have an election, and you got to vote absentee. That's the only way to ensure your vote will be counted. And you're right, we should stick around and see how the count comes out. I got to run, man. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Buddy.
All right, have a good weekend. One line open at 303-713-7600.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
So off limits between Folsom and 24th, so you want to find an alternate around that. Weather today, mostly sunny and breezy with a few high clouds and a high of 82. Right now it's 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Talk about a mad power grab. This one involves the whole lot of them. The governor, that's Bill Owens, rounds up a political ally and appoints her Secretary of State. That's Gigi Dennis. Then at just the right time, Owens' lawyers give Dennis her marching orders. Next thing you know, Dennis concocts rules that wipe out our rights just weeks before Election Day. People were outraged. Newspapers howled. Fortunately, a judge ruled Dennis was way out of line and shot down her scheme, but these guys don't care. They think they own Colorado. So now they're back at it, with the Attorney General's office joining the pack for good measure. Our Republican leaders wasting tax dollars, rigging elections, and trampling on our rights. But who can blame them? With our economy weak, housing prices down, and skyrocketing health care costs, I'd want to rig the elections, too. Pray they don't get away with it.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Honey, what's that spinning sound?
Oh, that's just our utility meter.
Saturday, September 30th, between 11 and 4, the experts at Lowe's are offering tips on ways to save on your energy bill. Plus, Lowe's is taking 20% off all weather stripping. Buy any special order Thermostar by Pella vinyl replacement window and get a free upgrade to Energy Star and Energy Saving Glass. Plus, for one day only, get 50% off select compact fluorescent light bulb multi-packs while supplies last. See store for details. So start your Saturday at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together.
When the morning rolls around, you've got places to be and things to do. There's no time for twiddling your thumbs, but that's no reason to skip breakfast. Not when you can pop a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese croissant in the microwave and be on your way in less than a minute. Bite into breakfast on your way out the door, and the rest of the morning will thank you for it. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean croissants inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 80, mostly sunny. Open phones, Friday. Weekend's here. 303-713-7600. Back on the phones, Bob in Boulder. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Jay, the way I understand this bill is the Prez can declare you an enemy combatant and then throw you in jail without hearing, lock away the key, and you're gone forever. Is that the way you understand this thing?
It's exactly the way I understand it. That's where there's no writ of habeas corpus.
So, to me, this is kind of like Germany in the 30s. And, you know, I have a pretty good sense of when it's time to leave a place, and this may be the time. You know, if you're smart enough that you recognize it, and you're rich enough that you can go to another country and live.
But where are you going to go?
Well, you know, I still think Canada is okay, New Zealand is okay.
Yeah, but why would you take something as precious as the United States of America, your own country, and simply say, well, I'm leaving? Why wouldn't you say, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to dig in and I'm going to fight this all the way, screaming and kicking?
Well, yeah. I mean, it makes sense that you should fight it. I don't know what the levers are. I mean, I'm looking at...
Well, the levers are...
The questions that you asked in the conversation earlier, what are folks thinking? You know, I looked at how folks think out east, and I see a lot of farmers out there, and most of the farmers that I can get in touch with basically want to be left alone by the government. Don't bother me. That's why they're kind of, you know, into having guns, and so they want their independence. And
well, they're not going to get it through giving up their civil liberties.
Exactly. And so there's a little bit of a disconnect there. And if you know, I think a lot of this is communication. If you go out to the right far enough, you run into people that don't trust the government at all. And it may be, after seeing the kind of vote that I saw 2 days ago, you know, I don't trust them either. And I want to tell you something, Jay. I'm not really from Boulder, okay? And I'm in local politics in a small way. I want a town council. I won't name the town. But in our town in the last election, the vote for town council brought out about 10% of the population. Okay? So now we have a town council that's elected by 10% of the population. What kind of representation is that?
Well, that's kind of a weird question to ask, because, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't compel people to go to the polls. I mean, if they don't want to go, and only 10% wants to be involved, then that's, and elect those folks, then that's the kind of government you're going to get. Now, is your town council bad, or are they good?
They're individuals, and they have individual opinions, and sometimes they're bad, and sometimes they're good.
Well, I would say that probably applies to everybody.
But I would say basically the makeup the makeup out here is probably 2-1 Republican and Democrat. And again, you know, these folks are decent folks, but for example, on this voting issue, I have to twist their arms and rub their noses in it, and they hate me for it, and they still won't come around. I mean, they just don't believe it, or they don't care. You know, I don't really understand that part. But I do know that the folks out east kind of want to be left alone to do their own thing. The other thing that isn't really being discussed too much is this, the whole impact of religion on these races. And when your pastor gets up there and tells you, vote for Joe Blow, he's a decent guy, he's a good Christian, and he's a God-fearing man, and he's a member of our church, and vote for him, you know?
Well, that ought to be looked at a lot closer, and there ought to be something done about that.
I don't think the issues come into play. And so what happens is these guys that do get elected, I mean, the guys that do get elected, unfortunately, don't. The average Joe is being screwed by the average politician they elect. They're not voting their economic interest. I mean, this has been.
That's been going on in this country for a long time.
But tied into the religion thing.
But bottom line here, what's the alternative? The alternative is pack your bags, go to DIA, and move to some foreign country, or dig in and try to fight this. And I would prefer to dig in and try to fight it.
Jay, I cannot. I'm not independently wealthy, and so I cannot move to a foreign country, even though all my alarm bells are saying this is Germany in 1933. Okay.
Well, I don't quite think it's Germany in 1933. I think that's overreaching. I think that we have some severe problems, but I don't think we're. It's not a country. It's not a country where you got things like Kristallnacht going on.
Nobody's picking on Jews at this point, okay? Which is a good thing.
No, they're picking on Muslims and Hispanics.
But anybody who is different enough now, or is politically active enough in the wrong way, you know, it's not a stretch to think that somebody who pissed somebody off bad enough could get labeled some kind of enemy combatant and thrown away in jail, and you'll never hear from them again.
I think that's the most extreme example.
This may be a year or two down the road.
That's the most extreme example, but in the interest of time, take either A or B here. A, run and hide. B, stand up and be counted and fight back. Which do you choose? Pick one.
Jay, I'm in politics. What have I picked already?
Pick one. Make a public declaration. Pick one. Pick one.
Well, Jay, I have no choice at this point. I have to stay here.
But that's not what I'm asking you. Run and hide or stand up and fight. Which do you choose?
Jay, I'm in politics. I don't make any money.
Which do you choose? Run and hide.
I've already chosen, Jay.
And you've chosen
I'm
what?
I'm
and, you cho- and you've chosen
I'm
what?
Involved. I'm involved.
Okay, then
I,
you're not.
I
then obviously,
the right
then obviously, you're not going to run off. Obviously, nobody's going to break down your door right now for having this conversation with me. And the thing is now's the time that we have to band together. Now's the time that we have to stand up. Now's the time that we have to make our voice heard. Now's the time that we have to push hard to change the direction and the agenda of this country. Leaving is not an option if you love America like I love America. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the call. It's just not an option. As disconnected as we all may feel, it is not an option. We have to dig in and make something happen. And I don't know about you, but I intended to at least try as hard as I can to make something happen in November. More of Open Phones coming up.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
To you motorcycle riders, what time is it? It's more than time you were protected on your insurance claim. Two wheels doesn't mean you deserve less. Two wheels doesn't mean a reduced insurance claim. Less wheels doesn't mean less injuries. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. If you're injured in a motorcycle crash, you need to protect yourself, legally, on your insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. Once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. After all, it's your life. It's time for accountability. It's time for the people who injure you to accept personal responsibility. And it's time for the insurance claim to reflect that same accountability and personal responsibility. At Bell & Pollock, we handle insurance issues just like these. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Town is in a complete lockdown. There is
WFLA's Eben Brown in Lakeland, Florida, where a posse is after a gunman with police blood on his hands.
You had armed police officers in battle gear, riding around in armored vehicles and Humvees with their weapons drawn.
CBS's Peter King is live with more on the story.
Well, police say their suspect lives in Miami but has friends here in Central Florida. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says there's a $40,000 reward to turn him in.
I also want to tell his friends that if you try to hide him or move him, we'll put you in jail.
Hundreds of law enforcement officers have come in from all over the state to help.
We will find him. We will track him down.
Police say the man killed one deputy and his police dog and wounded a second officer after a traffic stop yesterday. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
30 minutes from now, the families of 100 people killed in a Rhode Island nightclub fire 3 years ago will have a chance to confront the club owners in court. Al Gray, who lost a son, took pains to write his impact statement.
It took me 5 hours to write it. My poor wife can't even function now. She's on medication. You know, we live this every day.
One club owner agreed to a 4-year prison sentence for allowing an illegal fireworks show. The other will get probation. Influence peddler Jack Abramoff is back in the headlines. Live to CBS's Mark Noller.
A rapid response from the White House decrying the report about Abramoff's contacts with White House officials. A spokeswoman calls it shocking and deeply disturbing that a congressional committee would take the word of an admitted and proven liar. The spokeswoman calls it laughable that Abramoff tried to ingratiate himself to presidential adviser Karl Rove by sending him a bottle of wine when she says Rove doesn't drink. Frank?
President Bush delivers another speech on terrorism within the hour. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
Frank, Senate approval of the administration's terror detainee plan sets the stage for this speech. The bill will go to the president following today's expected final House passage of the measure. It sets rules to question and try terror suspects. And Mr. Bush will use this morning's speech to a military audience to claim Afghanistan, despite the worst violence there since the U.S. invasion nearly 5 years ago. Live at Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In a new book about Iraq, Bob Woodward accuses the White House of lying about how badly the war is going. And Woodward tells CBS's 60 Minutes former Secretary of State Kissinger is advising President Bush to stay the course.
Kissinger's fighting the Vietnam War again because, in his view, the problem in Vietnam is we lost our will, that we didn't stick to it.
You've got a Toshiba or IBM laptop with a Sony battery. Expect a recall notice. They're the latest to recall laptops that could catch fire. Consumer spending fell 0.1% last month, first drop since Hurricane Katrina disrupted spending last year. S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
When the morning rolls around, you've got places to be and things to do. There's no time for twiddling your thumbs, but that's no reason to skip breakfast. Not when you can pop a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese croissant in the microwave and be on your way in less than a minute. Bite into breakfast on your way out the door, and the rest of the morning will thank you for it. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean croissants inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like the sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano, I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. It appears that Dwayne Morrison may have contacted a male student at Platte Canyon High School before taking hostages. Sheriff Wagner says he had a list with female names on it.
The agents are going to have to get with that student and figure out what exactly the names they asked. And if it corresponds to the girls that we had in class.
We may learn more this morning. Sheriff Wagner has a press conference expected this hour. We'll be monitoring. Donations can be made to the Emily Keyes Memorial Fund. Meanwhile, at Wells Fargo and Citywide Banks, also flowers will be accepted at the Deer Creek Realty Building at Four River Drive in Bailey. Bethany Rosentrader was employed at the Cutthroat Cafe in Bailey. She worked with Emily for 2 years.
Her excitement to see everybody, no matter how bad it was, she was always happy and always smiling, wanting to go and hang out. And
Emily's funeral is tomorrow in Bailey. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Bob Corey Lopez now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Northbound 25 tied up now at Santa Fe. We had a semi involved in a crash there blocking traffic lanes. It's creating some delays for you back to University, though it looks like it's starting to shake loose just a bit. Southbound 25 at the Thornton Parkway, also affected by a wreck. That's adding to your drive time delays through that area. And that semi wreck further up north, southbound 25 north of E-470, is being cleared. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny and breezy with a few high clouds and a high of 82. Currently 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Top three reasons there's a new floor in my future? Number three, the previous owner thought carpet in the bathroom made sense. Number two, I know what makes sense. New tile. And number one, you won't believe the money I'm saving.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20% off all special order tile and area rugs. You're going to be spending more time indoors, so why not make it wonderful and save money? The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 4th. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Seven oh six, 6 minutes after seven. High today, 80. Mostly sunny skies. Going to be a nice weekend along the Front Range. High today, 80. High tomorrow, 84. High on Sunday, 86. It's 7:06, 6 minutes after seven here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, open phones 303-713-7600. Here's an instant message which you can send me at am760.net. Jay, your caller earlier mentioned the fact that we could have had a senator like Mike Miles makes a very compelling point. One statement he made with which I would take issue is that Mike, is just like Bill Winter. Actually, I'm sure Bill would tell you this himself. It's the other way around. Bill has stated repeatedly that he draws inspiration from Mike Miles and from his candidacy. Anyway, the caller is right. We could have had Mike Miles representing us in the United States Senate, but the powers at the time, including your buddy Chris Gates... Who is Chris Gates? Oh, the former chair. No, not of the Democratic. Of the Colorado State Party. You know, he's not my buddy. I wasn't here when he was in power. Sorry. So I wouldn't know Chris Gates if I bumped into him. I made sure that that wasn't to be. The good news is that we have until 2010 to find a real Democrat to put into that seat. I would hope that a progressive challenger would show up. I'd really be thrilled. I'd really be thrilled to see that happen. It's weird how people assume stuff about me. Like my buddy Chris Gates. I don't know Chris Gates. Or here's another one that I got a couple emails about. In the first hour yesterday, a woman called up about the school shootings. And she was going to make the point, or was trying to make the point, that the 50s and 60s, and she started to talk about the fight for integration, that it wasn't that great. I wanted to interject into the conversation with her and try to interject into the conversation that, yeah, I know all of that went on, only somebody who's never read a history book wouldn't know that that never went on, but that's not what I was talking about or trying to talk about yesterday, and she simply hung up on me. So then I got a couple emails yesterday. You cut her off. No. Go back and listen. That podcast's available. Go to am760.net. Go download it between 6 and 7. Listen very carefully, and you'll hear her hang up. I try very, very hard not to cut anybody off. Do I make mistakes? Yes. And if I do, I'll own up to them. But I'm not going to own up to something that I didn't do. Let's go to Al in Denver. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Al.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, man. Go ahead. It's all
yours. How's it going, Jay? Hey, I was just thinking about what, you know, you're right. You know, there's a lot of people that, they dig and they dig and they dig and they read everything they can possibly read about it. They look into every single aspect of everything and they find a lot of bad things. And that's really where I'm at too. But I think it's not that other people don't want that. It's that they don't understand history. They haven't looked at what they have this dream of what America is about. It's the shiny city on the hill. They lived a pretty comfortable life. They never really had that much of a need to go look beyond. They put faith in their parents and the people in their communities that taught them things in the school. And, you know, I think what we need to be talking about to get people to really understand is history, neocolonialism. We need to make people understand that there's a reason why we can appoint leaders and we can put in leaders all over the world. There's a reason why we have so much power. There are things that we have done for instance, in South America in the 80s and then in the 70s, and with economic hitmen and the CIA doing really shady things and assassinations. And people need to understand the historical perspective of where America is coming from and the reason why, some people think that Democrats right now are just trying to call foul all of a sudden, like we've just been this great country and we're just all of a sudden calling foul. The truth is that this stuff has been going on for decades upon decades, and this has been building, especially since World War II, and the military-industrial complex has been going on. You know, Dwight Eisenhower coined that phrase, and we need to really point out these historical perspectives. I really think that that's one of the biggest problems going on right now and why people just don't understand when you try to tell them that their country is doing bad things.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. We don't come to grips with our own history and how we've played things out on the world stage and the things that we have done, principally to third world countries, and then we step back and either we don't care about how they feel about us, or we don't know and don't understand why they feel the way they do. Here's a good example. The chances of any of us coming in contact with an Iranian, say 50 years old, who would sit down and tell you that the Shah either tortured him or her or tortured members of their family, and the heinous things that were done, pulling out of fingernails, beating on bare soles with metal rods, the chances of any of us ever hearing that and meeting anybody to tell us this information is really rare. You're not going to get it unless you look for it. Most people, I would bet, if you ran a poll just here in Colorado, couldn't tell you who Mossadegh was. Have no idea who he was, what happened there, or why the Iranians have some of the feelings towards us that they do. That it just grows out of a bubble. And then what ends up happening is we have leadership that is less than honest, that pushes the idea that they hate us for our values, they hate us for what we have, they're jealous of us, and on and on and on.
The leadership depends on the uneducated electorate.
Yeah, when in reality they don't hate us for those things. They don't like the government, and they resent the government, not the people. And they're angry at us over that stuff, and what we're suffering is we're suffering payback or blowback for the things that we've done around the world.
Yep.
And if somebody's listening who is moderate, somebody who's listening who is a moderate Republican, somebody who's listening who's conservative, I'm not asking you to accept what I say. I'm not asking you to accept what Al says. Just go to the history books and go look it up and go read and just take one isolated case. Take Iran. Or there are plenty of other places you can go. There's other countries you can look at that where we've had dealings.
Or if you're conservative, maybe watch C.C. Goldwater's documentary, Mr. Conservative, which is all about Barry Goldwater. And basically, one of the things that was really interesting that he pointed out is that he predicted that people of his philosophy in the future, in the near future, would be called liberals. They would be accused of being
right.
liberals.
That's exactly
I have
right.
friends. I'm fiscally conservative and socially liberal. And I have friends, I have a lot of friends that are like me, and we are accused of being liberal all the time. I'm still accused of being liberal. And I am liberal, too. I think that every successful government in the history of the world has had liberal and conservative values. They're both, and if you look at the definitions in the dictionary, you'll understand that they're not bad things. Conservative is a lot more about keeping traditions and institutions in place, but that's not always a bad thing. And liberal definition is about liberating. It's about being free. It's about being open. You know, I mean, I think that what's happening is the Republicans are winning this game. They're winning this war on the media with the media. They're winning this war on propaganda, and we just need to shove it right back in their face. But we'll use facts, and we'll use knowledge, and we'll use actual history. And maybe they'll win, but at least we can say that we were honest, you know?
Yeah, and the other thing we have to do is we have to stand up and we have to say, look, there are good conservatives, and there are bad conservatives, just like there's
exactly.
good liberals and there's bad liberals. But the one thing that we're not going to allow the President of the United States, we're not going to allow Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, we're not going to allow John Boehner, we're not going to allow Dick Cheney, we're not going to allow any of these people to get away with, is they are not going to stand up in public, and they are not going to question our patriotism, and they are not going to question our motives, because our motives are the same as their motives, allegedly, which is we want the best for the country we live in and the country we love. And that's one of the reasons why last hour I said to that guy, Bob, what are your choices? Your choices are to either run and hide or stand up and say, enough is enough, and you know what? I'm going to battle you every inch of the frickin' way, and
yep.
I'm not going to give you anything unless you forcefully take it away from me. In other words, we're going to duke it out in November, and I'm going to be a part of that in some sense or another, whether it's working for some candidate, giving money, doing something. I'm going to be a part of this, and by God, we're going to go to war if we have to over this, because you know what? That's what this country is all about, and we need an opposition party for checks and balances.
Exactly.
And
we cannot assume, we cannot let them win this battle on Iraq. I mean, there's one question whether we should be in Iraq, but the other question is, since we are in Iraq, are we making good military strategic decisions? Are we protecting our soldiers? No, we need to focus on those things. We need to focus on the fact that they're the ones running this war, and we have all these soldiers that are claiming foul and saying that they are underprotected, that they are not getting the resources that they need. We have generals saying they don't get the resources they need, and the Republicans somehow keep getting away with it. And we need to let people know that they're not fighting this war well. So they might be saying that they're fighting this war, and this war is so important, and it's the greatest war of our century, but why don't they do a better job of it then?
Well, you know what? If this is a struggle to the death, and if this is a struggle for our civilization, two things really quickly here. One, why don't we institute a draft if it's that dire? And
exactly.
Two, here's the other thing. George W. Bush's speech yesterday in Alabama about all the Democrats want to do is second guess. Guess what, George? That's what America is all about, and we all have a right to add a little ingredients into the stew. Hey, Al, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. We have that Bush cut, don't we? I think we have that. We'll play when we come back. 717, 17 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Check it out on podcast. Listen to your convenience, am760.net. And you want to become the next talk superstar? Yeah, I'm talking about you. If I can do this, you can do it. Simply go to am760.net. We have to have your audition material by October the 6th. So if you want to do this and win a possible chance at a nationwide week.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. 10, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
For more information and to see if you may qualify, call Western States Clinical Research at 303-940-0909.
719, 19 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Check this out. In the Bahamas, strays are affectionately called pot cakes because of the diligent way they lick the cookware put out for them until it cleans all of the scraps. Now, it says here for me to tell you, if Coco and Jackson, our corgi and our minpin, like to help with the dishes or other household chores, the answer to that is absolutely not. As a matter of fact, they like to create more household chores. Both of them do. By dragging their toys and other items, which they think they should have a right to, all over the house. Including eating our friend Janelle's lipstick, gloss, and numerous other episodes. But we love them, and they're part of the house, and they're part of our family, and there's nothing we wouldn't do for them. And one of the things we do is we feed them Purina One natural blends because it's good for them, and you can tell the difference, and people comment about their energy level and the way they look. If you switch to natural blends, then you know what? You know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, then you should. Real white meat chicken, brown rice, steam cooked to help lock in the flavor and the nutrients. Sounds like a special night at your house, but it's for your dog. And, you know, here's something else. These ingredients are carefully selected for their natural nutrient content and steam cooked at the start to help maintain vitamins, minerals, and flavor naturally. Try it for 30 days and see if this natural dog food can help you do more with your dog's good health. Does a more natural dog food sound right for your dog? It's available now. Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag. This special offer is good this week only, so call today. I mean, it ends after today, so today's your last day. Call today. Receive a coupon for a free 4-pound bag or equal value off any Purina One formula. Don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. So ask the person who does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. Then ask if they offer a lifetime guarantee on pads or shoes. Midas does. Finally, ask how long they've been around. If it's less than 50 years, then compared to Midas, they're still the new kids on the block. If you don't get the answers you need, head to Midas, America's leader in brakes. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas Touch. Lifetime guarantee valid for as long as you own your car. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star? AM 760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD, and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net.
The party of Harry Truman has become the party of cut and run.
There's George W. Bush. How many weeks has it been since 9/11? 3 weeks? See, it was all unity back then. Now it's division again. But I wanted to find the cut, and I thought we had it of where he's talking about all the Democrats do as second guess, but that's what all of this is about. And if the roles were reversed, Republicans would do the same thing, and that's fine because that's what a democracy, and that's what a republic is supposed to be about. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. High today, 80, mostly sunny, AM 760. Progressive Talk, J. Marvin here. Open phones. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk with Christy Harvey, and we'll get her take on this and a lot more. Let's go to Jim in Lakewood. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Has anybody explained to Ken Salazar yet why he voted for this bill? Because I'm telling you, Jay, it's down where I'm ready to call him a liar. Because on September 14th, he issued a statement, and I just checked with his website, and it's there, that he opposed the bill and was going to vote against it.
Well, I think we should ask him why he decided to change his mind.
And so I didn't send him any letters. I figured he was solid in place, in line, you know. And then I wake up this morning and I go to the Washington Post and I click on the data and there he is. You know, Big Ed show yesterday, Harry Reid said that he didn't have the votes for a filibuster. Well, you know, if we're going to have traitors like Ken Salazar, why doesn't he just become a Republican like Ben Nighthorse Campbell did?
I don't know.
Because then it would be easy. Then we could come up with another candidate and we wouldn't have this business. And I don't know what the state Democratic Party was thinking.
The state Democratic Party has no control over what Ken Salazar does.
I'm talking about when he pulled all the stops for him to win the primary.
When he ran originally. I wasn't here, so I don't know. You guys would have to fill me in on that.
I was one of those people that didn't support Salazar because I had some very serious concerns about his true politics. But, you know, it's all about winning. That's all it's about with the state Democratic Party. All they care about is winning. And they will sacrifice every principle they have to win the election.
I don't think that characterizes the current leadership. I don't think it characterizes Pat Walk.
You know, I don't know Pat Walk, but that crew that was in place in Salazar's election was clearly that way. And we go through this periodically, and it's one of the reasons why we ended up with Nighthorse Campbell and now Salazar. But I'd like, his office listens. Somebody call up and explain to me why he voted for this bill.
We can't get him to ever come on here. He will never come on this radio station. We'll call him again. We'll call him again as we always do, but we'll get no answer.
It's just amazing. And, you know, I just sit dumbfounded because this time I got bamboozled. I pay attention to this stuff. You know, you're not talking to – I mean – You guys are talking about the upcoming election. I live in Jefferson County. I not only requested an absentee ballot, I applied to be an election judge because I want to make sure this election is clean, and I want to do what I can. And I would encourage the progressives out there. I'm having trouble using the word Democrats right now. Progressives out there to sign up to be election judges. You say you want clean election, there's your chance to sit there and be there and watch it. There's your chance to stand, if there's something phony going on in the election in your precinct, to stand there and refuse to sign off on the ballot.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know what? That's really a great idea.
And you get paid $60-$70 for a day's work.
Yeah, that'll buy you a couple of CDs.
You can go home, the election's over, you can go buy a couple of beers and watch what happens.
Yep, good point. Hey, thank you, man. Great call.
Bye-bye.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's an instant message at am760.net. Hi, Jay. I feel as you do about wondering if I'm out on an island sometimes and completely out of touch. The problem for me is not to get so discouraged and cynical that I want to give up. I give a lot of money to Ken Salazar and have never been more disappointed in someone in my life. He won't respond to my letters to him anymore. I now get the generated responses. Guess I cussed him out one too many times. For the life of me, I cannot understand how people can fall for the BS that the GOP keeps putting out. Are people that stupid or unaware or what? I just don't get it anymore. You know what happened to me? I ended up sending him a couple of emails and have sent him a couple of emails in the past about things that I disagreed with. And now I end up on his electronic mailing list, which I kind of highly resent. Let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I think part of the reason why people fall for these wars, whether it's a war against Muslims or a war against immigrants, is that what your general that you interviewed the other day, General Gardner, he talked about...
Colonel Gardner,
okay. He talked about public relations campaigns and how effective they can be. And one of the founders of public relations, which can be a great thing, it can be a very useful profession in many ways, depending on what they're pushing, but it can also be very destructive. And Edward Bernays, who's considered one of the founders of public relations, he was the second, he was a nephew, actually, of Sigmund Freud. And he said, if we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, it is now possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing it. And he used his knowledge of the human mind to manipulate people into things like Honduras, when we United Fruit wanted to be in there and to exploit their economy and their resources. He also convinced millions upon millions of people to start smoking cigarettes. And I see public relations being employed very effectively today in getting us in the so-called war on terror and things of that nature. I think in many ways, too, this what's called a war on terror isn't a war on terror. It's a war of terror. I mean, we've killed tens of thousands of people in Afghanistan and Iraq, and this war on terror is being used in other countries like El Salvador to pass legislation which is very similar to what the fascists were doing in terms of criminalizing dissent. El Salvador just passed some law to put people in jail for 80 years for various forms of protest. So when...
Well, look at it. Look at Iraq. They just passed a law there to cut down on freedom of the press.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're getting our sons and daughters killed. Mm-hmm. Bob Woodward's book, and he's going to say this on 60 Minutes Sunday night, that the administration is hiding the attack figures. They're hiding the violence that's going on there. They're keeping it from the American public.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And what they do is they stand up, and what they do is they shoot off these platitudes, and they confuse the issues.
Yeah. In one way, this war does make sense, and it has been successful, in that if you look at what the stock value of Lockheed Martin, Exxon, Chevron, Halliburton over the past 3 years, they've gone through the roof.
Oh, there's no question. We're the American. This is the thing that gets me. If you're conservative or you're liberal or you're in the middle or you just don't have a political affiliation, there's one thing we all have in common.
Yeah.
We all pay taxes.
True.
We're getting ripped off over there through Reconstruction and through everyday operations. We're getting ripped off at a huge, huge rate with these no-bid contracts. And I would love to sit down with somebody who considers themselves to be conservative,
yep,
or somebody who has a very, very strong belief in the free market system, and ask them, is a no-bid contract a free market idea?
Right, right. You know, the shift that I'd like to see, yeah, I bought that DVD of Iraq for Sale, by the way.
Robert Greenwald.
Yeah, very good. But I do see a shift going on. I do see, for instance, you know, we can make money in other ways besides war making. And that's beginning to happen. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Republican governor in California, just signed a bill to limit greenhouse gas emissions in California. And that's going to bring a lot of money towards all sorts of businesses that specialize in the efficiency measures, renewable energy, and that kind of stuff.
Every state needs to do it. But I firmly believe that everybody should see that movie. Robert Greenwald's movie, that you ought to show it to your conservative friends, and that conservatives ought to sit down and they ought to ask themselves that if they really believe that they're fiscally responsible human beings, then they ought to ask themselves why we are blowing so much money. What happened to the 8.9 billion or whatever it is that's missing in Iraq that we can't find? What is going on here? We need a critical review of all of this, and I think it's time for people on both the right and the left to ask themselves some critical questions. Preston, thank you, man. I got to run.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, appreciate it. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, or you can send me an instant message at am760.net. Here's Gina with instant traffic.
Okay, Jay. Well, I-25 has just been a real problem for us all morning. We cleared a couple of wrecks up north, but we still have this one northbound that is jamming up your traffic lanes from University to Santa Fe. It was a wreck involving a semi, so two lanes remain blocked through there. You may just want to head off the freeway at Evans, Colorado. You could avoid it altogether. No change for the ride downtown. Still really heavy for us in the usual stretch there, 38th to Spear. Thankfully, no major issues on 225 through Aurora. We just have some buildup now northbound at Parker. Weather today, mostly sunny and breezy with a few high clouds and a high of 82, currently 52. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions. That your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 6106.
Put your business on the radio. Buy our unsold commercials and save. Visit customersarelistening.com and pick from several radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit customersarelistening.com now. That's customersarelistening.com.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF. North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 80. Mostly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Hey, you know what? If I can do this, you can do it too. Are you the next progressive radio star? AM 760, Progressive Talk, the Jones Radio Networks and Center for American Progress are looking for the next progressive talk star. Check out AM760.net to find out how you could win a year-long contract for a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. The call for entries for the Progressive Talk Radio Star Contest is underway right now. Deadline is coming up October the 6th. Don't miss your chance to be a talk radio star. Check out AM760.net for all the information on how to enter. And good luck from all of us here at AM760.net. Remember, October 6th, deadline, coming up quick. All right, before I go back to the phones, fast instant message. Jay, I agree with the caller who just finished. I just emailed Salazar telling him I will do everything I can in the future to assure that he is not reelected, telling him I disagree with his vote yesterday and calling it unconstitutional. I like the fact that you're talking this up. Please advocate that everyone contact Salazar to express their displeasure. They need to go to the center's website and do what they can. Thanks. Yep, I would say so. Let him know how you feel. But the thing is, he had on his website that he was going to vote against it. I'd love to know why he decided to change his mind. Let's go to Kathy Perlmutter. She is the sister of the next congressman from the 7th Congressional District, Ed Perlmutter. And Kathy, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy Perlmutter. Yes. Well, Ed had the debate last night. I know you guys talked about it. If people want to watch that, that was sure just little fireworks happening. They can watch Channel9News.com or Channel 8 in Arapahoe County. I don't know where else, but last night was interesting.
Yeah, what was the deal with Rick O'Donnell picking on Ed's wife?
You know, it's just, well, I mean, what Ed said was, it's when you got to go to that point, then it's getting sort of desperate. You know, desperate times make desperate measures, and I think that's where that went. So, and that's what Ed said, you know, he, and Eddie was out absolutely righteously indignant, and it was terrific. So, he put him in his place, frankly.
Good.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and no short order. What I was going to say, Jay, it's just to make sure, because I've been helping with volunteers. My niece, Alexis, Eddie's oldest daughter, has been coordinating volunteers. You know, we can take the state. We can take it. You know, people are really lining up for Ed. And to the extent that he wins, he can bring a lot of candidates with him. We need people to just be volunteering constantly, whatever. We're walking precincts, ballots, absentee ballots are dropping October 10th, and then phone banking will be just really important. Everybody needs to vote absentee, stop into any campaign. They'll give you an absentee ballot. The deadline for those are October 28th, but get them in now so you can vote October 10th. Because the earlier you can vote, the earlier candidates can count the vote, and then they can go after undecideds and, you know, and really spend their energies there to turn that around. So that would be the first thing I'd say is people have to vote absentee and to get a ballot and get it in, an absentee ballot form, and send it into their county clerks. Our campaign is at 2540 Youngfield in Golden. It's near, well, it's just on Youngfield. It's easy to find. Or we also have a campaign out of the Arapahoe County Democratic headquarters, which is 15445 East Iliff. They're both fun places. I mean, we're there, and it's fun, and Ed's always around, and you know, you can meet the candidate, and we remember everybody, and we appreciate every single second. You can't believe how people have volunteered and the time they've given, and I don't think Eddie or I or anybody in our family can ever repay just the generosity people have given us in terms of their time. I mean, it's just amazing, and I think that's why every candidate, Bill Winter said this, and he's also terrific, so is Angie Piccioni, so is Jay Fawcett. Bill is winterforcongress.com, but that's what he said. You know, they work so hard because people have just given them such a leg up that they will do anything. They will just work their hardest to win and then work their hardest to be effective once they're in office.
Your brother will pay us back. You know how he'll pay us back? He'll pay back the state, and he'll pay back his congressional district by being one of the finest congressmen that this state's ever sent to Washington.
Thank you.
I really believe that.
I do, too. I do, too, because he was a fine state senator, and he's smart as hell and always has been. He's 4 years older than I am. We were at CU together. We were both on student senate, and he was from the law school, and I was from the Arts and Sciences School, and I used to sit in those meetings and think, damn, he's smart. So, you know, he still is. Yes, he will. He will do great. So.
And he's going to beat Rick O'Donnell, there's no question.
Well, you know, of course, it ain't over till it's over, but we want to just make it and everything so decisive. That I mean, we want it decisive.
Yeah,
so.
I agree. Everybody should get involved. And once again, as I always make these pitches on the air, go to Ed's website, send him
Perlmutter2006.com.
And send him $25. And if we all get together and send some money or volunteer, we'll get this guy in office. But he's going to be the next congressman, and he's going to be a great one.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you can call anytime.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
See you later. All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Somebody said we should send Ken Salazar a bag of spinach. I got that off an instant message. And here's another instant message at am760.net. Doesn't George Bush have his nerve invoking the names of President Roosevelt and President Truman? And that's from Elaine. Yeah, he does. Why doesn't he use... Does he use members of his own own party? I don't totally and completely understand that. Apparently, this guy Dwayne Morrison sent the family a suicide note. Was that his family? His family a suicide note? Corey Lopez will have more about that coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. People still trying to figure out why he did what he did, and he has a long, long history of problems with the law, which once again harks back to what we were discussing yesterday about mental health. And how does somebody like that end up on the wrong side of the law? How does that happen? And why we don't catch kids early? I tell you this very quick story. When I went to work in Milwaukee at WTMJ, they took me around and I had to meet all of these different people in the city. And one of the people I met was a district attorney who had prosecuted Jeffrey Dahmer. This guy had begged and begged and begged the state of Wisconsin not to... put Jeffrey Dahmer in with the general population of the prison, not to execute Jeffrey Dahmer, but to study him, to try to figure out why he did what he did and how he became what he was. But they just would not listen to him. I believe his...
VH1 Classic presents Sticks. REO Speedwagon. Rock and roll supergroups, Sunday, October 1st, Coors Air Theater. All the hits from both bands. REO Speedwagon. Plus new music from Styx's latest CD, Big Bang Theory. In stores now. Styx, REO Speedwagon. Sunday, October 1st, Coors Amphitheater. With special guest, the fabulous Thunderbirds. Tickets at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts. Styx, REO Speedwagon. More info at StyxWorld.com and Speedwagon.com.
Leadership either. I feel terrible for the people of the United States and the people of Iran. What we have is a bunch of seriously defective leaders in this world.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Noble Electric Company, a community-minded business. Noble Electric Company handles residential, industrial, and commercial accounts. Call Chris and the licensed electricians for a free estimate at 303-668-6048. That's 303-668-6048 for Noble Electric Company. They're on the air because they care.
Talk about a mad power grab. This one involves the whole lot of them. The governor, that's Bill Owens, rounds up a political ally and appoints her Secretary of State. That's Gigi Dennis. Then at just the right time, Owens' lawyers give Dennis her marching orders. Next thing you know, Dennis concocts rules that wipe out our rights just weeks before Election Day. People were outraged. Newspapers howled. Fortunately, a judge ruled Dennis was way out of line and shot down her scheme, but these guys don't care. They think they own Colorado. So now they're back at it, with the Attorney General's office joining the pack for good measure. Our Republican leaders wasting tax dollars, rigging elections, and trampling on our rights. But who can blame them? With our economy weak, housing prices down, and skyrocketing health care costs, I'd want to rig the elections too. Pray they don't get away with it.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life, and I have a lot of misconceptions. I'm sure you do too. One of the big popular myths out there, one of the big misconceptions is about LASIK eye surgery. A lot of folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together, and I used to think that too until I met the folks from Icon. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. Don't fall for these gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit them online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Hey, we're the Sloan Brothers from StartupNation.com. With the new Discover business card, Discover introduces the financial tools business owners need.
It gives you more control over the day-to-day expenses of running a business. The new card comes with the best rewards program in the industry, flexible payment options, and personalized customer service.
So where do you sign up? At DiscoverBiz.com/tools. Or just call 1-888-DISCOVER. The Discover business card. It works.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We don't want to be treating these terrorists, these enemy combatants who have assassinated and engaged in killing Americans in such a brutal way. We don't want them to have everyday rights of us American civilians right here.
Why? Why shouldn't they have everyday rights? We have a justice system we should be proud of. And everybody, I don't care who they are, should have their day in court. Abolishing writ of habeas corpus? 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 80, mostly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can also instant message me at am760.net. Also find out about our talk show, our super star talk show. That's not really what it's called, Jay. Can't you get it down? No, I can't. Our Progressive Radio Star Contest. Because I had a lot of email from a lot of you who say, who are critical, and it's like, hey, okay, you know what? You probably can do a better job than I can. So why don't you prove it? Just send us 10 minutes, do a monologue, send us 10 minutes on CD or cassette, get it to us by October the 6th, and then we'll do the judging. And we'll see. And you can see how you fare out. We got Christy Harvey coming up after 8 o'clock here. It's Friday. It's going to be a great day out today, so we got a lot to be happy about. We've also got a lot to be troubled about, too. And you know something that has nothing to do with politics but bothers me? And I haven't seen it, and I hope I can see it. I hope Mary and I can see it this weekend. But All the King's Men with Sean Penn didn't do well. Now, the New York Times had an article a couple of days ago that said there was bad buzz about the movie. And when you get bad buzz about a film, it's literally impossible to reverse the bad buzz. Has anybody gone to see that film? I haven't had one person walk up to me and say, gee, I saw that and it sucked, or it was great. Nobody I know has seen it. And I really like Sean Penn, so I plan to go see it. But maybe I better hurry up, because if it's not doing very well, it'll disappear from the screens. Also, the movie USA, The U.S. versus John Lennon opens today. After 9 o'clock, we'll be talking to John Weiner, who is a John Lennon historian. He's got two books out on John Lennon, Give Me Some Truth and the John Lennon FBI Files. Actually, he's got three books out. Well, actually, I ran the titles together, so it would be Give Me Some Truth, the John Lennon FBI Files, and then the other book is Come Together, John Lennon in His Times, and we're going to talk to him about the John Lennon movie that's opening up. And I love John Lennon. I really, really do. So I can't wait not only to talk to him after 9 o'clock, but I also can't wait to see the film. Can't wait to go see the John Lennon movie. All right, let's go to John in Monument. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning, John. Hi, you're on.
Good morning, sir.
Just call me Jay.
Okay, good morning, Jay. Actually, I'm a little south of Monument now. I'm just passing Focus on Your Own Damn Family. Want to say two things. First, about the contest. No way I could do it. I don't have your patience. And I'm going to gush for a second. I don't agree with everything you say, but I certainly appreciate and respect the fact that you research things before you say it. And I think we could all learn a lesson from that.
Well, I thank you. I don't know how much I research things. And by the way, you sound pretty good to me, and you sound pretty articulate to me. Not to sit here and throw roses at each other, but
certainly.
You know, you should definitely try your 10 minutes, man, and get in on this. Come on.
All right, well, I'll think about it.
Okay.
The other thing, and I want to start with the premise that one of the tenets of the Bush Doctrine is that he won't distinguish between the terrorists and the countries that harbor terrorism.
Right.
I would like to apply the same standard to the Republican Congress. We shouldn't distinguish between the Bush administration and the people who harbor the Bush administration. Those people who aren't holding the Bush administration accountable in the checks and balances system that we have in this country. They are just as guilty of all of the things that the Bush administration has done wrong, and we ought to hold them accountable in November.
I couldn't agree more. I also think they're going to also be held accountable in history, and it's not going to look very good, and it's going to look like a very, very dark period in this country's history. I'm with you 100%. I think you're absolutely 100% right. I think Marilyn Manson Musgrave, I think Rick O'Donnell, I think Mr. Lamborn down in the Springs, I think Mad Tommy Tancredo, I think they have to own up to the votes they've cast and the things that they have done and the support that they have made, and we should hold them accountable. We should ask them why, and if we don't like what they've done, then we should get rid of them. I mean, in the case of Marilyn Musgrave, she's running around the country saying that homosexuality is the most important thing facing this country. Now, I don't care if you're Republican. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're middle of the road. That's ridiculous.
It is. It's insane. And, you know, the really heartwarming thing that I'm noticing is I do a fair amount of driving in a given day. I haven't seen yesterday I saw my first Beaupré bumper sticker. I haven't seen a single Tancredo sticker. I haven't seen a single Beaupré yard sign. I don't know if it's simply a matter of you know, we're peaking early, but it seems like the tide is certainly on our side.
Well, I hope so, and I hope everybody goes to the polls. I hope everybody votes absentee. I hope everybody follows through. I hope everybody gets behind a candidate or a ballot initiative and gets involved, because that's the only way we're going to grab control of things. But we definitely need a change, and we don't hear from that many GOP people on this radio station, but they're free to call in, and I just wonder how they defend all of this stuff.
You know, I've been racking my brain and talking to people who are much more astute historians than I, and I keep thinking about, you know, how far back in history you'd have to go to find an administration that is more loathed around the world than this one, and what it's going to take to rebuild the United States' credibility in the world community. And I don't think there's a model for calculating how long it's going to take. I don't think anyone else has done it to the extent that Bush has.
I think it's going to be hard, but I don't think it's impossible.
I don't think it's impossible. But, I mean, I don't think it's just simply a matter of, okay, we elect a new guy who is, you know, 100,000 times better. I think that there's such enormous ill will towards our country right now from people that we considered our friends for a long time.
Yeah, we burned a lot of bridges. You're absolutely correct about that. We burned a ton of bridges, and what this administration has done doesn't add up and isn't in America's best interest, and we have shunned a lot of traditional allies. Hey, thank you. Drive safe. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, too, sir.
Okay. Well, yeah, you should have called me Jay, but he called me sir. It's okay. All right, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress coming up. Then, more open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Friday. We should celebrate that. And it's good to have you here. Don't forget, any or all of this show is available via podcast at am760.net. Download it and listen at your convenience.
Got what it takes to host your own radio talk show? We're looking for America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on am760.net.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani, and there's breaking news from Lakeland, Florida about a big manhunt for a murder suspect. Let's go live to CBS's Peter King.
Frank, there's an unconfirmed report that police have found their man. That shots were fired in the woods a little while ago where this manhunt started nearly 24 hours ago. Investigators say the gunman shot two deputies, killing one yesterday. Sheriff Grady Judd says the man has friends in Central Florida, and he's been appealing to them.
There's $40,000 available. Just to tell us where he is.
And he says anyone caught helping him will go to jail. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
William Billy Cartwright. Edward B.
The latest chapter in a deadly nightclub flyer is playing out in a Rhode Island courtroom. It began a short time ago with a reading of the names of 100 people killed by a fireworks stunt and spectators looking at pictures of the victims. The club owners will plead guilty and hear their punishment. A suspended sentence for one, 4 years in prison for the other. But first, they'll have to listen to what the families of some of the victims have to say. Al Gray, who lost his son, is angry with the judge.
I just can't believe that he's not really talking to him. It's a shame, because I would like to see them get the maximum sentencing.
In Bailey, Colorado, within the past hour, the county sheriff released new information about Dwayne Morrison, the gunman who held six high school girls hostage before killing one and taking his own life.
There was a suicide note left by the suspect.
I'm Lee Frank in Bailey, Colorado. Sheriff Fred Wegner says he still wants to know why the attack occurred, but he's hoping to find some clues in the suicide note, which has been traced back to a relative of Dwayne Morrison, a relative to whom the gun was registered, one of two guns used in the school assault on Wednesday afternoon.
And no word yet on what's in that suicide note. President Bush delivers another speech on terrorism. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Bush is using this speech to retired military officers to warn of a struggle between moderation and extremism in the Middle East. He calls it the struggle of our time.
At this moment, terrorists and extremists are fighting to overthrow modern governments in the region so they can take control of countries.
Mr. Bush points to progress in Afghanistan, despite some of the worst Taliban-inspired violence there since the U.S. invaded nearly 5 years ago. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
A new Bob Woodward book about the war in Iraq claims the situation is worse than the administration is admitting. And Woodward tells CBS's 60 Minutes, Henry Kissinger, the former Secretary of State, is giving President Bush advice on how to run the war.
In Iraq, he declared very simply, victory is the only meaningful exit strategy.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down about 6 points. So's the NASDAQ. This is CBS News.
Aflac for small business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that?
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
Nope. Just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. 53-year-old Dwayne Morrison expected to die after storming the high school in Bailey.
There was a suicide note left by the suspect.
The note emailed to a relative in Colorado. Speculation is the unidentified relative may live here in Denver. Chair Fred Wagoner says they discovered the suicide note yesterday. The address of the family member is the same address the two handguns were registered to. The guns allegedly used by Morrison to hold students hostage Wednesday. 16-year-old Emily Keyes was shot and killed by Morrison as SWAT stormed the classroom on Wednesday. Family of Emily Keyes is now asking people to do random acts of kindness in her memory, saying it's what she would have wanted. Memorial for Emily is set to be held at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning at the National Farmers Union Education Center. That is off of County Road 68 in Bailey. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're not getting a lot of relief along northbound I-25 from that earlier semi crash. We still had some lanes blocked waiting on a tow to come there and help out. So the stop and go extending from Santa Fe to Yale. Eastbound route still clogged, 270 across Commerce City. Eastbound 6 catching some of the I-25 delay. Some backups there all the way to Sheridan. And on the south end, C-470 jammed eastbound through Highland Ranch. No problems right now on the turnpike, but again, eastbound lanes full toward I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny and breezy with a few high clouds and a high of 82. Currently, it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2006, you can save even more on select trips in early 2007. Only when you Orbitz and go. See site for terms and conditions.
Lost in the maze of drug and alcohol addiction? Treatment is a way out. This September, celebrate National Alcohol and Drug Addiction Recovery Month by finding the direction and support you need. For more information, visit www.recoverymonth.gov.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 80, mostly sunny skies. Going to be a great weekend with a high tomorrow of 84 and a high on Sunday of 86. And it's time on Friday for our weekly check with Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Christy, who has too long of a resume to sit here and read it all now. Would you like to just highlight one thing?
Hi, I am the, how about the editor of MikeCheckRadio.org. How's that one?
Okay,
that's
and,
my favorite.
And anybody can go to MikeCheckRadio.org and look at it.
Exactly. It's sort of, if you take today's news, look at it through a progressive lens, and then throw in what Paris Hilton's doing.
Right.
That's basically it.
Yeah, that would be a pretty good explanation, actually.
Paparazzi politics.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Well, we urge everybody to go check that out. And Christy does many other things at the Center for American Progress. She has also been a co-host of a radio show. She does a ton of stuff, but the resume is just too long. Okay, now before we get to the serious stuff, I want to ask you about a movie.
Okay.
Before we get to the serious stuff.
Okay.
You see that All the King's Men isn't doing very well.
I didn't like it.
Really?
I didn't like it.
You went and saw it and you didn't like it? I haven't seen it yet. Wait a minute. Why didn't you like it?
They tried to do a little too much. I was very thankful that I had read the book so many times. I don't know, if you haven't read the book five times, how you could follow everything. It feels like they made a five-hour movie and then took out 3 hours.
So they didn't include everything that was in the Robert Penn Warren book.
Didn't include everything and sort of skipped over stuff that you kind of needed to understand the plot later down the line. And, yeah, I didn't like it. I was very upset, too. But then I went home and I rented the old one from the 40s with...
Broderick Crawford.
Exactly, Broderick Crawford, and that's a great movie. So then I got the taste of it out of my mouth. But I was very disappointed. That was the one movie this fall I was looking forward to.
So what are you saying, Christy? Are you saying that we shouldn't go see it?
I mean, if you've got a couple of extra hours that otherwise you would be cleaning your yard, yeah, go see it. But I wouldn't skip like a date or something.
If you're cleaning your yard.
If that's your choice.
Yeah, if you're in the back of your yard picking up a dog, okay. I'd rather do that than go see the Sean Penn movie, All the King's Men. Okay, well, all right, so it didn't wash.
Yeah, it just wasn't my favorite.
All right, well, that's a bummer, because the New York Times was indicating that there was bad buzz about the film, and that's what's crippled it at the box office.
I went in, I might have also had my hopes up. It's my favorite book, one of my favorite books I've ever read. I loved the other movie, and I was really excited for it. So I think there might have been a little bit of letdown there, too. So maybe it was just me. Maybe you'll like it. You know, we don't have to agree on every single movie.
Yes, we do.
Speaking of, I saw Factotum on your council. And loved it.
Wasn't it great?
Loved it.
Wasn't it great?
You didn't even tell me Lily Taylor was in it. I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah. Have you ever read any of Charles Bukowski's stuff?
I've read most of his stuff. And I actually really liked the movie, even though I don't always like all of his writing.
True story. I was out in front of his house in San Pedro once and didn't have the nerve to go knock on his door.
Oh, no way. Oh, you should have.
I didn't have the nerve to go do it.
Oh. But still, you saw his house.
I sat there and could not get the nerve to go knock on his door. And there he was. And it was his house, his black BMW. And how I found out where he lived was I was working nights at KSAN in San Francisco as a country music disc jockey.
Okay.
And I had this woman who was a highway patrol dispatcher who would call all the time and ask for songs. And I said, hey, you can check license plates, can't you? And she said, I said, you can check names, can't you? She said, yeah, as long as we don't run the President of the United States' name, which puts a flag in the system. She said, sure, who are you looking for? And I said, well, you know, this guy, Charles Chuck Bukowski. She said, how do you spell that? B-U-K. So she says, well, no, he gives me the address in San Pedro. So I'm in San Pedro. I go by his house. There's his car.
That's
his house.
Is fantastic.
But I was so scared that if I went up and knocked on the door that he would have said, yeah, get lost, kid. You know, so I didn't do it.
Oh, but I have to say, I really admire the shady way your mind can work. I really admire all of the subterfuge and everything you had to do. And you know he probably would have yelled at you and thrown a bottle of bourbon at your head, but, you know, it's still a good story.
Yeah, factotum, that's like every bad job we've all had, right?
Right.
That's how I'm going to end up chasing wine gnats at the end of my career. Okay, let's get into serious stuff.
Let's
First of all, before we get to some of the stuff you've got laid out, I want to ask you your immediate reaction to Woodward's book.
Oh, my gosh. It's phenomenal. It's devastating. The little pieces that have dripped out so far are so shocking and so devastating to this Bush administration that I can't imagine what the book in its entirety is going to be like. He taped an interview with Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes that's going to air on Sunday. And so that's when stuff started to leak out. And it's incredible. He says flat out, the White House is lying to us. He says flat out that there are 800 or 900 attacks on American soldiers over in Iraq a week. That's 100 a day. That breaks down to one every 15 minutes. Do we know this? No. Does everyone else in the world know this? Yes. It's really incredible. He also says that, and I thought this was interesting, in September 2003, top Iraq advisors went to Bush and said, we need more troops and we need them now. We are going to lose this war unless you send us more soldiers. He didn't, and now we look at what happened. It's just, it's fascinating and
it
devastating.
It is. And I wonder how the administration is going to try to confuse this and sit on it.
They'll probably say that it's politically motivated, but of all the things you can accuse Bob Woodward of being, and there are a few.
Yeah, really.
Politically motivated ain't one of them. He does not have a dog in the fight. And he really just does call it like you see it. And that's why I think that, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think that they're going to just deny?
I don't know. For the people out there who still believe the White House, are they going to read the book? Are they going to be exposed to the book? Are they going to see the 60 Minutes interview? Are they starting to have questions now because of not only this book, but also the NIE fallout? Is all of this going to have an effect, or are they closed off to it?
I really want to meet one of those people who still supports President Bush, says the war in Iraq was a good thing, and says that we need to just stay the course and believe what Bush says. I want to talk to them and find out why they think like that. I don't understand it, because there's so much information out there, especially this week. This week has been really, really hardcore at ripping away the clouds and saying, look at what is going on over in Iraq. You got to look now. The new statistic that I saw, first of all, it turns out we're now paying $2 billion a week to sustain the war over there. American taxpayers are.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's twice as much as we were paying a week back when we first started the war. It's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And another statistic is that car bombs and suicide bombs are at a higher level right now than they have ever been in the entire history of this war. And the thing that really sort of got me about that statistic was the Iraqi ministry official who was talking about it made sure to point out that that's not the number one cause of death for Iraqis. It's number three.
Yeah.
So that right there is makes you sort of scratch your head and go, okay, let's get it together and figure out what is going wrong and why we're not fixing it.
Torture rate there is astronomical. And how about Bush's quote, according to Woodward, that I'm going to stay in Iraq and I'm going to stay the course. If it ends up in the end, the only ones that support me are Laura and Barney the dog.
Well, I think that he may get his wish there. I think that that may actually come true. It's interesting, especially in the context, the book also points out that one of Bush's top secret advisors on all of this has been Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, you know what? We're fighting the Vietnam War all over again.
All over again. And we're making the same mistakes. You know, it's not who is the biggest and brawniest and has the most bombs who's going to win. We learned that in Vietnam, and we're doing the exact same thing in Iraq. And along the way, the lessons that had been, I thought, learned, I mean, the ones that I was taught about in college, where, you know, you have to actually figure out how to get the people on your side and the whole cliched win the hearts and minds, boom, that never crossed anybody's mind on this one.
Well, these people must have been asleep while that was going on. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey on the radio here with us from the Center for American Progress. Speaking of winning hearts and minds, let's talk about the fabulous Lincoln Group and the fact that they have gotten now yet another contract.
This is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The Lincoln Group, just to do a two-second refresher, they're this little, tiny, very politically connected PR firm in Washington. And last November, they got busted because the Pentagon had given them $10 million. And what they were doing, they were writing fake news stories that were very pro-U.S. and paying off Iraqi newspapers to run them as objective news. They were also paying off regular Iraqis to pretend like they had written these stories and submit them. So basically saying, hey, yeah, you remember the free press idea? It's not going to go here. So they got in trouble. They got fired. And then, of course, everybody forgets because the memory span of your typical Washingtonian is about 27 minutes. And they got a new gig, $12.4 million to do basically the same thing. They're back in charge of PR for the Iraq War.
And unbelievable.
On top of that, the Pentagon announced yesterday that they're thinking about, you'll love this one, Jay, they're thinking about hiring some pollsters to conduct some focus groups over in Iraq to see how the Iraqis think we're doing.
According to the last poll I saw, most of them want us to leave.
Well, exactly. And I'm thinking that you don't really need a focus group to figure out why Iraqis are unhappy. I mean, the answer to the question might be, you know, stop the bombs. Stop people from exploding in my yard.
And 67% of them, I think, this is world something. I can't remember where this poll comes from. But 67% of them said they support attacks on Americans.
This was from, actually, this was the study I think you're talking about that PIPA did, the Program on International Policy and Attitudes.
Yeah, that's it.
And, yeah, I mean, it was scary stuff. They 6 out of 10 say we support people who like to kill Americans. That's not good for saving a country, is for everyone to want to kill us.
No, not good at all. Some other things very quickly here. Abramoff, Jack Abramoff. Okay, the White House says they never knew him, but
it turns
out that he had what? Access there like 400 times?
485 times, to be exact. And it turns out he's been in trouble for, we knew, giving fancy sporting event tickets. That's kind of his thing to people like Tom DeLay and Bob Ney. Turns out that he also was slipping a few tickets over to Karl Rove over at the White House. And it turns out that if you look at the LA Times, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, all have little bits of different information on this report about Abramoff today. He got a lot of favors from the White House. They weren't afraid to say, here you go, Jack, we'll help you out. You're a buddy of ours. So when the cameras were off, there were some dirty dealings going on in back rooms over at the White House.
Yeah, I think they need to explain about that. Also, we've been talking on and off all morning this morning about the torture bill and the fact that Ken Salazar, alleged Democrat from this state, voted for it, and it's an awful bill.
It's terrible. It's absolutely a nasty bill. And the thing is, you know, they passed this bill in this huge rush so that people can go home and campaign on it. That's basically what it was done to do. And even John Boehner came out and was daring Democrats to stand up and vote against it, saying, you know, you'll never work in this town again if you do. People will vote you out. And so I think people were more interested in what the bill looked like than what was actually in there. And when you look at what's actually in there, it's going to affect our military for decades once this thing goes through. We've basically shown that we don't care about these international torture laws. We don't care about due process for foreigners. And that's the kind of thing that terrorists recruit on. So the damage is going to be incredibly widespread, I'm afraid, on this.
Yeah, this is going to be looked back as a very, very dark period in this country's history. All right, from Showbiz, is this true? Chevy Chase to star as Mel Gibson, a Mel Gibson-type character in Law & Order?
So I have a thing for Law & Order ripped from the headlines shows. I love when they do that. And they're doing one on the whole Mel Gibson, drunk celebrity, gets pulled over, starts spouting anti-Semitic things. They'll throw a murder in somewhere. And, yeah, Chevy Chase is coming out of retirement and is going to play the Mel Gibson role. I'm so excited.
How bizarre is that?
And very strange.
And also, it's Banned Book Week. Some of those books on the Banned Book Week list are?
So they're still trying to ban books. I didn't realize this. In red states, it's still like a big thing to go and try and get Catcher in the Rye thrown out of your local library.
You know, why Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger? Why do they want that thrown out?
I've never understood.
That book's a classic. And, of course, they're always after Judy Blume.
Always after Judy Blume. Poor forever. I think I actually have a copy of it, you know, stuck in between my mattresses in my home in Delaware. I should probably tell my mom. But, yeah, there's another book called It's Perfectly Normal, a book called The Chocolate War, and a book called Whale Talk are
the
top five.
What's wrong with Whale Talk?
I don't really know. I think that one has some very I think that one is actually a big ecology book and does talk about whale things, and I think that there's some violence in it. But, you know, if your kid's going to read Whale Talk and then go home and play Halo 4, I think that you might need to reorganize your priorities.
That's pretty sad. All right, I got to read you this because this is on thinkprogress.org, and I love this. Trent Lott, not the smartest guy around, who formally suggested that all these problems wouldn't be around had Strom Thurmond been elected president, said today that religious differences among Iraqis make the conflict very difficult for him to understand. He said, quote, "It's hard for Americans, all of us," you're not speaking for me on this, I don't think he's speaking for you, "including me, to understand what's wrong with these people," he said. "Why do they kill people for other religious religions because of religion? Why do they kill people of other religions because of religion? Why do they hate the Israelis and despise their right to exist? And here's the kicker. Why do they hate each other? Why do the Sunnis kill Shiites? How do they tell the difference? They all look the same to me."
And that's a direct quote.
What is this guy, Conrad Burns, speechwriter?
Yeah, I can't tell them apart.
They all look the same to me.
All look the same to me. I think we should tattoo them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trent Lott, you know.
Come on.
Gift that just keeps on giving.
Yeah, he and Conrad Burns. Okay. All right, Christy, it's good to have you on the show as always. Hope you have a fabulous weekend. We look forward to talking to you again next week. And go see some good movies. And I'm going to try to see all the King's Men, and we'll compare notes next week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Jay.
All right, we love you. That's Christy Harvey. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8. It's open phones at 3:00.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
The few high clouds, high of 82. Right now it's 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano, I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Do you have persistent asthma and are bothered by seasonal fall allergies? Are you at least 15 years of age or older? Western States Clinical Research is conducting a clinical research study for patients who have persistent asthma and daily nasal symptoms due to seasonal fall allergies. If you qualify, you'll receive investigational medication and study-related physical exams at no cost. You'll also receive compensation for study participation. For more information and to see if you may qualify, call Western States Clinical Research at 303-940-0909.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Point, AM 760, Progressive Talk, September 28th through September 30th for the 25th Annual Great American Beer Festival, held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free ticket, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 828, 20 minutes after 8. High today, 80, mostly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, open phones underway, two lines open at 303-713-7600. In just a moment, we'll find out about PBS censoring two frontline documentaries about World War II. We wanted to get that on yesterday, but didn't have a chance, so we'll talk about that coming up in a few moments. Also, you can instant message me at am760.net, and if you missed any of the Christy Harvey interview, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. Just indicate the 8 o'clock hour. Let's go to Rowan in Boulder. Rowan, you're on am760.
Hey, so I wanted to talk about habeas corpus.
Sure.
I tried to get in a little bit earlier this morning, but didn't have enough time before school started. So, yeah, I think we need to stand up and fight, because if we don't, I'll be fighting in 4 years anyway.
Well, it's something that's been a part of American justice for 200-some-odd years.
Yeah, hasn't
I don't understand. I don't understand how anybody with good conscience could vote to revoke that from anybody who would be in our custody, be it an enemy combatant or a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because I watched it happen. Like, what was it, 65-38?
Yeah.
I watched eight Democrats.
And Salazar was one of those Democrats who voted for it.
Yeah. And my dad was just, like, exploded. He's like, what did I just hear? And then it's like it hasn't been taken away since, what, the Revolutionary War?
Right.
So, I mean, basically, my dad's pretty well known. I think you know his name, Van.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's going to be one of the first white men taken away for speaking out.
Well, let's hope it never gets to that point, but it's very disturbing, and hopefully the Supreme Court would step in to declare that this bill unconstitutional, but somebody's got to bring a lawsuit about it, I assume. And they were warned by legal scholars, the Congress was warned that it could be unconstitutional. Let's see what happens, but hopefully this thing will get overturned. Somebody will bring suit and challenge it in court. It's an ugly, ugly, ugly moment for this country. It really is. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
That's what my friends were saying, too. It'd just be said unconstitutional and they'd get rid of it. But I highly doubt that's going to happen.
Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see. Thanks. Have a good day. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, we'll talk about this PBS situation coming up, 8:31, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock. And let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not a lot of change northbound I-25. We have a semi that still sits in the left lane right at Santa Fe. So you'll be moving right to get around that. Crews are working on the problem, but we do have some delay through that area still. Southbound 25 still heavy out of Thornton, North Glen, and into downtown. If you drive across Highlands Ranch, C-470, very crowded now, Broadway to University. Weather today, mostly sunny and breezy. Few high clouds, high of 82. Right now it's 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
Experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
8:32, 28 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're interested in improving your quality of life, maybe you need information about services to help you and your family. Well, the Adams County Resource Fair addresses those concerns coming up this Saturday. That's tomorrow. Meet Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell from Rocky's Autos. They'll be at the fair from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. Stop by the Rocky's booth for free autograph hats, crayons, and coloring books for the kids. The Adams County Resource Fair offers free health screening for you and your family. And you can bring your kids to the Kids Corner, enter to win door prizes like bike helmets, car seats, and other gifts. The fair is tomorrow at the Adams County Regional Park off Highway 85 and 124th Avenue. You'll have access to information on things like home improvement and housing, how to start your own business, tax information, senior services, food and nutrition, and a lot more. For more information, call 303-453-8500. Join Rocky's Autos. Join their folks, Shagman. I hate that term, their folks. The good people from Rockies, my friends, the Shagman, Audra, and Officer Odell. They're great folks, and you see them in all the TV commercials. And they'll be at the Adams County Resource Fair coming up tomorrow between 10 and 3. That's once again tomorrow between 10 and 3 at the Adams County Regional Park off Highway 85 and 124th Avenue.
3 is a magic number, essential for triangles, trilogies, and tricycles. Now, the significance of 3 grows even stronger with the Comcast Triple Play.
Comcast is putting 3 services together and giving them to you for just $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. Digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital voice. Comcast Digital Cable offers over 100 channels. And on demand, a library of movies and shows you watch on your schedule. Comcast Digital Voice gives you unlimited local and long-distance calls. And Comcast high-speed internet is faster than standard DSL and way faster than dial-up. Plus, it comes loaded with great security features, video mail, and stuff you can't get with DSL. Digital cable, high-speed internet, and digital voice. $33 each per month for 1 year. The Comcast Triple Play. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Installation fees apply. Limited to new customers. Require subscription to all 3 services. Not all services available in all areas. Call Comcast for details.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 80, under mostly sunny skies. Scenes of a war on PBS in which soldiers use profanity have been cut out or elaborately avoided in two upcoming frontline documentaries. According to the journalists and PBS executives responsible, these edits have been made for one reason, fear of the Federal Communications Commission. And we're going to talk to Rebecca Dana of the New York Observer, who wrote an article on this, said, Ken Burns, PBS scrubbing GI mouths with soap, World War II memory film, maybe get bleeped for FCC, Bush's indecency fines, even frontline quivers, and these fines begin at something like $325,000. And Dana, good morning and welcome to the program. Thanks for being on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. PBS is scared of the FCC. They're scared of getting fined. So they went through with these frontline documentaries, and what they did was they edited out what they believed to be the dirty words, correct?
Yes, exactly. Or they cut the scenes entirely.
And the folks who made these documentaries.
Right.
What did they say about it?
Well, you know, I think it's a tough situation for them to be in because they are doing some of the only and some of the best journalism about the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan and also about domestic terrorism that's available on television. So they want to make sure that they can get the most sort of affecting material out there and the truest material out there. And at the same time, you know, soldiers, these are young kids. These are people who, and in one case, it was actually a government informant who on a secret tape was using the F word and the S word. And so, I mean, they're sort of caught between a rock and a hard place. And ultimately, you know, Congress passed a tenfold increase in the fines that can be levied against, you know, a single station for a single utterance of the F word. And $325,000 is more than the year-long operating budget, or the sort of the government grants given to a lot of PBS stations out there. So there's nothing they can do. You know, one errant F word can bankrupt a station.
Why don't they play it safe and move, in this age of TiVo and DVRs, why don't they move it to after 10 o'clock where it'd be in the within the safety zone?
Well, they do that sometimes, and they did a sort of tricky thing with one documentary called Country Boys, which followed a pair of teenage boys in Kentucky, and it ran for 3 nights in a row, and it was 2 hours. So between 9 and it ran from 9 to 11. Between 9 and 10, the boys just sort of mysteriously didn't swear, and between 10 and 11, they started swearing. So they do sort of tricky things. The problem is when you air something at 10 o'clock, the audience drops off dramatically. So the audience is much larger at 9 o'clock, and these people have, I mean, Lowell Bergman, Ken Burns, Marty Smith, they have really powerful, important journalism that they're putting out on the air. And so it seems a shame to push it back to a later hour when fewer people will see it.
So that's their reasoning, is the audience drops off, so that's the reason they don't want to move it, not the idea
yeah.
that those of us who don't, I mean, I don't even stay up that late because I have to get up so early to come in here,
well,
but I would TiVo it.
Right. Well, I mean, you're in the minority, I would say. I think the goal here is to get as large an audience as possible for these documentaries.
But in altering them, and going through and altering them, as you point out in your article, you quote, there's a quote in your article about how it makes it less forceful, less powerful.
Right, it's less honest, I think. I mean, we're engaged in a conflict abroad and also sort of trying to ferret out terrorists at home. And, you know, these are pretty stark situations. They're pretty graphic, and they provoke a pretty dramatic response in the people who are fighting them. And the end result here is that the war to viewers at home looks like it's not as bad or not as difficult or not as bloody as it is.
This is PBS, though.
Yeah, PBS, what's supposed to be the last bastion of free speech and the last place that should be afraid of another government agency, theoretically.
But yet they are.
But yet they are. Well, those $325,000 fines are you know, more than anybody can handle. And the broadcast networks are also having all of these problems, too, although not as much with news programming because they just don't have as much news programming. But they also have much deeper coffers, so they're more able to band together, and they actually have brought a legal challenge to some of the more recent the fines from the FCC. But it's slowly, slowly making its way through the courts. And what these people told me was that the problem is not so much about the actual legal standing of the FCC fines. It's more just the threat of them, because the threat of them is getting people, is getting sort of lower-level producers, people who are just out there shooting this video, to censor themselves before it even makes it into the editing room, which is the really scary part.
Well, that's a shame. So, in other words, they won't put things on there that they would deem to be confrontational.
Yeah, exactly. David Fanning, the executive producer of Frontline, was telling me that he's worried that the raw footage he gets will already have been censored, that he won't even have an opportunity to meet with PBS lawyers and remove some of the most dangerous scenes. And that's really the insidious part of this.
8:41, it's 19 minutes in front of 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with me is Rebecca Dana. We're talking about PBS being censored and the Frontline series being censored. When they put these things together, do they sit down with PBS's lawyers? Do they sit down with people who know the FCC obscenity rules forwards and backwards, and they rule and determine what should be taken out? Or are they starting to get to the point now where they're using their own discretion and they're just pulling it out before the qualified people even see it?
Well, you're actually right on both counts. They're kind of doing an initial round of self-censorship where they pull out the worst stuff and they decide the kind of things that they want to go to the mat for, the scenes that they think, you know, they just can't do without. And then they'll meet with PBS executives and with legal counsel. Except the problem with that is the FCC rulings, these people say, are not at all clear. And so you can get two legal scholars who are versed up and down in, you know, who've just studied every single word of every single FCC indecency ruling, but there's no, they say there's no sort of uniform interpretation. So it's always a judgment call and it's always a risk. So that's causing a lot of frustration also.
And that's a risk they're not prepared to take because of the amount of the fines.
Exactly. Or at least, I mean, they are prepared to take it, but they have to be very careful about when they do it because, as I said, the risk, the ultimate consequence is that, you know, they could end up bankrupting several dozen stations.
What's the feeling inside PBS about all this?
Well, it's not good, I would say. People are very careful to talk about it because they certainly don't want to provoke the ire of the FCC anymore. But I think there's a fear that if this continues unabated or if there isn't at least some clarity in the process, then it could just have devastating results for journalism and also for entertainment programming. I mean, I know you guys in Denver had your PBS affiliate pulled the Marie Antoinette biopic.
Right, that was pulled around. The Marie Antoinette thing was pulled around the country, though, too, wasn't it?
It was pulled in sort of in some affiliates. The way PBS works, it's a very kind of spread out entity, so there's a lot of local discretion. And a few affiliates around the country pulled the documentary because of some 18th century woodcuts that were sort of anti-propaganda against Marie Antoinette that included some, I don't know if you would call them explicit scenes. Basically, they were drawings of Marie Antoinette suggesting she was either a lesbian or engaging in some promiscuous sexual activity.
I was shocked when I read that in the New York Times.
Yeah, it's incredible. It doesn't stop there. I mean, there was a question of what to do with a nude photograph of Marilyn Monroe that came up on the Antiques Roadshow.
Right. Yeah,
the photograph
was
worth $20,000, and PBS executives were wondering whether they should blur her naughty bits so you didn't see them on television.
Can you believe we're down to that now?
The mood inside of PBS is pretty bleak, as it is in the law departments of many of these, many of the networks and many other places who have to deal with the FCC.
Can you believe as a society we're down to this now?
it is a strange and difficult and challenging situation.
I mean, people can't see, for instance, what Marie Antoinette is or what that is. You know,
well,
that's a documentary that is... I mean, my definition... I always thought the Supreme Court definition of obscenity was if it stirred prurient interest. I don't see how a documentary on World War II or on Marie Antoinette or a picture of Marilyn Monroe, I don't see how that fits into that.
Well, that's part of the problem with the rules of the FCC, because they're so all-encompassing. I mean, the FCC began its crackdown on indecency in 2004 after...
The Janet Jackson thing.
No, it was actually before Janet Jackson. It was, but that really kicked it into high gear. It was when Bono, the lead singer of U2,
accepted
a Golden Globe and declared it really, really effing brilliant.
And they
decided then that the F word was never not indecent. There was no context in which it would not be indecent because it always evoked a sort of sexual connotation. So, and then in March they made the same decision with the S word. So basically you cannot air these things between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. ever without being subject to FCC fines. So the situation is that the rules are very far ranging. They're sort of all encompassing. And so, what's happening, as we see, is a lot of things are getting pulled into them that are maybe sort of unintended consequences.
Boy, where are we going? Where is this country? Where is this country heading?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Rebecca Dana, thank you from the New York Observer. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for getting
Absolutely.
On and discussing
thanks for
this.
Having me.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Thanks so much. All right, check with your local PBS station here in town. What is that? 6 and 12. And find out if they're going to pull this or censor it. What an absolute waste. What an absolute waste. We have a story out there. A school principal has been shot in Casanova, Wisconsin. There are no details and no kids harmed, apparently. 8:46, 14 in front of 9. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk about the new John Lennon movie. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. You want to talk about PBS or anything else that may be on your mind? Hey, Friday's the time to do it, and we're waiting to hear from you. Also, instant message at am760.net. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We are starting to see traffic shaking loose a bit across the city, but it's been a pretty tough drive if you've been on I-25 anywhere this morning. Still waiting for a tow to move that semi out of the left lane north on 25 at Santa Fe. It's been there for some time, and it looks like it could be there for a bit longer, so just watch out for that. You'll have to move right to get around it. Still have some rolling backups in that area. We do have pretty heavy traffic as well if you're on the southbound side of I-25, coming through Thornton, North Glen, and into downtown. Aurora, been a pretty nice drive this morning. We haven't had any major problems, at least no collisions for 225. Have a couple of problems off on surface streets. Quincy at South Wadsworth. Signal lights are flashing red there, and a collision at Colfax and Broadway. Weather today, mostly sunny and breezy with a few high clouds and a high of 82, currently 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star? AM 760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD, and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net.
Yeah, so you know what? Get that stuff in now. Get your CD or your cassette in now, because if I can do this, anybody can do it. Hey, fall is here. Leaves are falling, and the nights are getting colder. And you've heard, people have been saying this since I've been a kid, and I know you've heard this, that this is great sleeping weather. Well, maybe it may not be. Because you know what? Maybe your bed is keeping it from being great sleeping weather. Well, if that's the case, you need to look for another one. And the place to go is a Select Comfort store nearest you. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort is the bed that you can sleep better on all year long. Mary and I do have for the last 8 years. With a Sleep Number bed, you can personalize your sleep every single night. Simply set your sleep number and your mattress will be as firm or as soft as you and your body need it to be to get more deep, restorative sleep. Visit a Select Comfort store and find out your sleep number and see what difference this personalized comfort can make in your sleep. Mary and I, our numbers, my number is between 75 and 80. I think Mary's is right around 70. And this month you can join Select Comfort as they commemorate 5 years as the official bed provider for the Ronald McDonald House Charities, with 4,000 beds and over 7,800 pillows donated to Ronald McDonald Houses across North America. Select Comfort is helping families sleep a little bit better during a stressful time. And now you can help too, because a portion of all proceeds from the bed, pillows, and sheets sold in the month of October will go to the Ronald McDonald House. Plus, Select Comfort has partnered with celebrities from TVs, movie, music, sports to support the Ronald McDonald House. And you can even register to win an autographed signature bed by simply finding your sleep number at a Select Comfort store. For a limited time, it's even easier to start sleeping better and to help a great charity, because now, through October the 9th, Select Comfort is offering no interest and no payments until 2008 on selected bed sets. See your local Select Comfort store for complete details. And there are plenty of Select Comfort stores around the Front Range. Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and Promenade Shops at Centuria.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services remind listeners, more teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Please caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:53. 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 80, mostly sunny skies. And John Mayer.
Me and all my friends, we're all misunderstood.
Don't wait for the world to change. Get out there and change it yourself. All right, it's open phones. And then coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk about the John Lennon movie that opens today here in the Denver-Boulder area. Let's go to John in South Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I guess my thought today is that remembering that people like Musgrave and Tancred are pretty much single-issue campaigners, and they're against something. Musgrave, of course, came out, I think it was yesterday again, declared that gay marriage is the most important issue facing America. She's so disconnected, it's ridiculous. The only thing I think that matters is winning the House. And instead of progressives worrying about Salazar, you know, we can deal with that in 2008 or whenever he comes up again. We should all be talking to everyone we meet, person next to us, person 10 feet away, whatever, and just saying that the November election in Colorado comes down to a simple choice between congressional Republicans who backed Bush's Iraq WMD lies, which is the topic everybody agrees on in this country, and new candidates that won't. People who provided cover for the Bush lies are just as guilty as Bush about Bush's lies. And I think it's time we realize, I think, in my opinion, that that's the one key issue that 65% of Americans right now agree on. And if we push that, both on the air, in the streets, wherever, in our conversations with our friends, I think we can win all this. We've got to win the House.
Well, there's no question we have to continue to keep talking about this awful war, because what the GOP would like us to do, and they'd like the country to do, is to get on the subject of homeland security, where they think they have a natural advantage. And the thing is that in the last couple of days, some very damaging stuff has come out, the NIE, the National Intelligence Estimate, and now Bob Woodward's book, which has some very revealing things about the Bush administration, and that's due out on Monday, and he's going to be on 60 Minutes on Sunday. And we have to keep talking about it. I agree that our best shot is to get control of the House, but I also have to say, too, that there are some Senate races that I'm extremely interested in. I'm sad to see that Ned Lamont is running 10 points behind Joseph Lieberman. I hope Ned Lamont is able to make up ground there. I hope that Webb beats Senator Makaka. And I'm loving the fact that Bob Casey is now running in the double digits ahead of Rick Santorum, who's another notorious homophobe like Marilyn Manson Musgrave.
Yeah.
So, you know, those things are exciting to see. And then you've got the Tesler-Conrad Burns contest going on in Montana. So those things are exciting to see. But, yeah, we got to concentrate. We got to head out. We got to help out Ed Perlmutter. There's no question about that. We have to help out Angie Piccioni. There's no question about that. We have to help out Bill Winter. There's no question about that. And we have to help out Jay Fawcett. There's no question about that. And if you live in John Salazar's congressional district, you got to help him stay in office and beat this funny man Tipton, who grasps at straws and doesn't have much to talk about himself. We've got to make sure that all of these things happen. And so, as I always say all the time, pick one and send them $25.
I agree. Totally. They need it.
Yeah. I mean,
the one thing you can do other than, you know, talk to the guy next to you or stand on the street with a sign is send $25.
Well, particularly for those of us who don't live in those congressional districts.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we need to do it. All right, John, thank you, man.
Could I remind your listeners about something?
I wish I could, but I'm out of time.
Oh, too bad.
All right, thanks, John. All right, coming up next, a new John Lennon movie opens today. And I don't know about you, but I'm definitely going to go see it. And we'll talk to somebody who has intimate knowledge about it. The U.S. versus John Lennon. We'll talk about that coming up, plus more of your calls here on the final hour on AM760.net. Available by podcast at AM760.net.
It's Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Top three reasons there's a new floor in my future? Number three, the previous owner thought carpet in the bathroom made sense. Number two, I know what makes sense. New tile. And number one, you won't believe the money I'm saving.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20% off all special order tile and area rugs. You're going to be spending more time indoors, so why not make it wonderful and save money? The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 4th. See store for details.
They're pets on a mission to get to Petco's huge anniversary sale for some of the biggest savings of the year. What's driving them? Besides a big dog, huge discounts on thousands of items store-wide, like $5, $6, even $7 off a variety of premium dog and cat food with your free Petco Pals card. There's no stopping the pets, and there's no stopping the savings at the huge anniversary sale now at Petco, where the pets go.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKCN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The manhunt is over in Florida a day after one sheriff's deputy was killed and a second wounded. CBS News correspondent Peter King with the latest.
It ended when SWAT teams walking shoulder to shoulder in the woods found their man hiding in an area he had dug out under a large fallen tree. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
They announced to him, "Let us see your hands." They only saw one hand. One of the other SWAT team members saw the firearm, and that's when the shooting occurred.
Judd said he was found just about 100 yards away from where he shot two deputies, killing one yesterday. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
There's word of a second school shooting incident this week, this time in Weston, Wisconsin. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department says the principal at the Weston School has been critically wounded. The children are said to be safe. The shooter is disarmed and is now in custody. Colorado authorities say the gunman who held six high school girls hostage Wednesday before killing one of them and himself left a suicide note. Park County Sheriff Fred Wagner says a male relative received the note, which was discovered yesterday.
The reason they found out is with ATF's assistance when they did the trace, it traced one of the weapons, and it traced it back to a family member.
President Bush took up the topic of terrorism this morning during a Washington speech. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
For a second straight day, the president has a sharp response to his critics. He again disputed claims an intelligence estimate showed the Iraq war has worsened the terror threat.
You do not create terrorism by fighting terrorism.
He rejected charges the war has made the U.S. less secure.
This argument buys into the enemy's propaganda that the terrorists attack us because we're provoking them.
The president predicts victory over the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and terrorists in Iraq, but he does not say when that will happen, Nick.
In a Warwick, Rhode Island courtroom, some of the family members of victims of a nightclub fire more than 3 years ago are sounding off before sentencing. The brothers who owned the club are being allowed to plead no contest. One of them is likely to be sentenced to 4 years in prison, the other to community service. It's outraged Claire Bruyere, whose daughter died in the blaze.
That awful night of February 20th, 2003 has forever changed me. It saddens me that we were given no voice or opportunity to decide if we wanted to go to trial. It makes me ill that our rights have been restricted and censored. I can no longer pledge allegiance to a flag that promises me liberty and justice for all.
Not much time left if you want to buy a few of the hybrid cars on the market and get a full federal tax credit.
The federal tax credit for the Prius and other Toyota hybrids drops by half this weekend because the company has passed a yearly sales limit built into the law. Edmunds.com auto sales analyst Jesse Toprock says don't shed too many tears for Toyota. Supply can't keep up with demand.
Prius has done well since the beginning of its existence, really.
Ford and Honda hybrids still qualify for the full tax credit.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato checking Wall Street right now. The Dow is down 3, the NASDAQ off a fraction. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency, this is Belinda.
Come quick, because my daddy's in trouble. My dad is stuck in the 2x4.
Okay, I have you on Hayden Hill. I'm going to conference in emergency services.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Please. This is Belinda with OnStar. I have a young child on Hayden Hill. Something has happened to his father.
Hurry, I got 20 feet of water crossing me.
We'll get help out to you.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Daddy, they're coming. They're coming.
The police are there.
You're okay, sir?
Daddy, are you okay?
Yeah, we're all set.
Okay. Please, no, we're here when you need us.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Dwayne Morrison, the shooter at Pipe Canyon High School, may have told a relative by email and he was going to kill himself.
This was recovered yesterday by agents of the Colorado Bureau of Investigation and a detective from the Park County Sheriff's Office. It was sent to a family member. We are still analyzing the content of the note.
Sheriff Fred Wegener this morning in Bailey said they would not identify the relative, but did say the address where the note was found was the same address that the two guns used in the Bailey shooting were also registered to. Morrison shot and killed junior Emily Keyes on Wednesday. Bethany Rosenstraker was employed at the Cutthroat Cafe in Bailey. She worked with Emily for 2 years.
Her excitement to see everybody, no matter how bad it was, she was always happy and always smiling, wanting to go and hang out and...
A memorial fund has been set up at the Wells Fargo and Citywide Banks under the I Love You Guys Fund. Memorial for Emily is tomorrow in Bailey. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we're rounding out the commute with just a minor slowdown now northbound I-25 at Santa Fe. Looks like they finally got that semi cleared out of traffic. Southbound 25, still heavy into downtown, and we're pretty busy still through your Highlands Ranch commute. Eastbound lanes of C-470. In the high country, good news, eastbound lanes of the Eisenhower Tunnel back open. They got that reopened early this morning, so no delays for you there. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly sunny and breezy with a few high clouds and a high of 82. Currently 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
He has been showing in selected theaters in selected cities across the nation, and now it opens nationwide, and it opens today. here in the Denver Boulder area, and the movie is The U.S. versus John Lennon. We're going to talk to John Lennon historian John Wiener. And he is a history professor at the University of California, Irvine, which is around an area in which I grew up. He's the author of two books on Lennon, Give Me Some Truth, the John Lennon FBI Files, and Come Together, John Lennon in His Times. And, John, good morning, and welcome to AM760.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I remember when the Irvine area was basically the Irvine Ranch and nothing more.
That was the olden days.
And we used to ride back there on our bicycles. And
I thought you were going to say your horses.
No, and later used to hang out back there as teenagers before the city of Irvine was created. But anyway, let's talk about John Lennon. Let's talk about the movie. Most of us who were around during John Lennon's time, we realize that the United States government took a very, very dim view of John Lennon, and that Richard Nixon was paranoid about John Lennon. Then again, Richard Nixon was paranoid about a lot of people, but Lennon was grabbing a lot of headlines and was showing up on the media all the time. Yet this movie reveals the lengths, doesn't it, that the Nixon administration, that John Mitchell, that Agnew, that they went to try to kick him out of the country.
Yeah, Nixon tried to deport Lennon in 1972. Now, it's an interesting question of whether this was an act of paranoia on Nixon's part or whether he was onto something. Lennon wanted to help organize young people to register to vote and vote against Nixon in the 72 election. 1972 was the first year that 18-year-olds had the right to vote, so there were 11 million new 18-year-old voters. I don't know if Nixon's worry about this was paranoia or if it showed he knew something about Lennon's potential as a leader.
Well, he certainly could have galvanized tons of young people.
Yeah.
To get politically active and to go out and to vote, and the principal message of give peace a chance and, you know, peace now, and his stance against the Vietnam War definitely could have changed things. And I mean, I think that's
a
reality.
Lennon had a pretty specific plan in mind, which is what the movie The U.S. versus John Lennon is about. He was thinking of doing a national concert tour of the United States that would coincide with the election season in 1972, but it wasn't going to be the regular kind of rock star tour. He wanted to use the power of his superstardom to bring an anti-war message to young people and register them to vote at these concerts. Nixon found out about this plan from an unlikely source. He got a letter from Senator Strom Thurmond, Republican of South Carolina and a kind of notorious right-winger. Strom Thurmond's memo concluded deportation would be a strategic countermeasure, and a couple of weeks later, the Immigration Service issued a deportation order against Lennon. That was 1972.
And what happened with that deportation order?
Well, Lennon had very good lawyers who told him nobody had ever beaten this kind of charge and that he should cool it. He should not do anything to further antagonize the Nixon administration. So he canceled the plans for that tour. And what you find in the John Lennon FBI file, which is reprinted in my book, Give Me Some Truth, is the FBI's efforts to build a deportation against Lennon to kick him out of the country before the elections in 1972. They never succeeded. Lennon's lawyers were too good, although Lennon was under a 30-day order to leave the country for most of 72 and 73 and into 1974. Of course, in the end, Nixon left the White House in Watergate and Lennon stayed in the USA, so there is a kind of a happy ending to the story.
Yeah, there is. And I seem to remember, too. I seem to remember back then that he was under an order, one of those 30-day orders.
Yeah, well, it was kind of a big deal for young people. A lot of kids, wrote letters to their senators and congressmen. The campaign was called Let Him Stay in the USA.
What do you think would have happened if John Lennon would have gone ahead with those concerts?
Well, you know, Nixon ended up winning by a huge landslide in 72. Most incumbent presidents do get reelected, so in some ways that wasn't surprising. And McGovern, who ran against Nixon, he's on screen in the film. He was interviewed for the film, The U.S. versus John Lennon. McGovern turned out not to be a very good candidate. He only carried one state, Massachusetts, giving rise to the slogan, "Don't blame me, I'm from Massachusetts." It seems like Nixon was going to win this election anyway. He was the incumbent. He was promising to get the United States out of Vietnam. The Democrats didn't have a really strong candidate. But at the time that all of this Lennon planning was going on, nobody knew that was what was going to happen. It was like 10 months before the election. So, you know, Nixon, there are a lot of things about Nixon I didn't like and still don't like, but he did understand American politics. And I think if Nixon thought Lennon could potentially be a force mobilizing young voters in 72, I'm willing to accept Nixon's judgment about this.
Well, McGovern had a lot of problems. I mean, I disagree in the fact that I don't think it wasn't that he was a bad campaigner. He got into that whole thing with Thomas Eagleton and back in those days.
Yeah. Nobody remembers this anymore except you and me.
Yeah, probably. You know, back in those days, that stuff wasn't aired out in public, and he handled it badly, and then he got Sergeant Shriver.
Yeah, this is his vice presidential candidate had to leave the ticket at the middle of the campaign.
Right, which is a crippling blow, because then you call into question, well, why did you choose him? And Nixon played dirty tricks, and there were rumors of it, but nobody could substantiate it at the time.
And that's what Watergate turned out to be about.
Yeah, exactly.
Abuse of power in the 72 presidential election. And in some ways, John Lennon was a target of the same kind of White House abuse of power, and that's what you see in the film, The U.S. versus John Lennon.
What do you think John Lennon would think about things today?
Well, you know, it's hard to be sure. What made Lennon so interesting to people who grew up with him was that he had a kind of experimental approach to life. He changed his mind. At one point he said, when you say you want a revolution, count me out. A couple of months later he changed the song to Count Me In. At one point he was saying, just give peace a chance. Another point he was saying, vote against the war. I think he would be strongly against the war in Iraq. I mean, give peace a chance is just as much meaning today as it had in the Vietnam War. And in fact, one of the surprising things in the film, maybe it's not so surprising, is just how deep the parallels are between the Vietnam War and the Iraq War.
Oh, now they're even deeper with Woodward's with Woodward coming out with his book on Monday, which indicates that the Bush administration is getting advice from Henry Kissinger.
Sounds like you read the paper today. I haven't read the paper yet.
Yeah, well, it's in there, and the charge is that, and the claims are that Henry Kissinger is fighting the Vietnam War all over again because he's turning around and giving the same disastrous advice that he gave when we were in Vietnam.
I wish they would listen to somebody else.
Well, I do too, but that's not going to happen. So yeah, you're right. The movie does have the same parallels and the same relevance, and we have trouble today with these questions of domestic spying and the NSA, which are the same things that went on, and it was because of some of the excesses in the Nixon administration and also the Johnson administration that, you know, Frank Church had held those hearings and that we came up with the FISA law.
Yes, you know your history. You know, one of the striking things in the movie, The U.S. versus Johnson, in a TV speech, Nixon says, as the South Vietnamese forces become stronger,
right,
the United States will withdraw troops, but I'm not going to reveal our timetable.
Right, exactly. I remember that. I absolutely and completely remember that. Whose idea was this movie? Was this your idea?
No. This is the two guys who made it are named David Leaf and John Sheinfeld. They're terrific filmmakers. Mostly they've done music documentaries. They've wanted to do this for a long time, and there was something about the political moment that got this into theaters across the United States. Today it opens in 15 cities, and I think a lot of people are going to be interested in it.
I'm definitely going to see it. Of course, there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't miss John Lennon. I mean, I think about the idea that if he were alive today and would be able to speak out and had been able to speak out then more than he did and wasn't under threat from the federal government, how he could have helped change the course of history. But unfortunately, well, we know what happens to him, and
yeah.
And he isn't around. And I think that for younger people who don't really know what he was or what he stood for or what he's about, I think those of us who are older, us quote-unquote baby boomers, should take the Generation Xers and others and take them along to this movie and let them watch it and let them see exactly what John Lennon was up to and exactly why Richard Nixon and the Justice Department under John Mitchell had it out for him.
You know, that's the other thing you see in this movie is Lennon was very quick. He was so smart. He was a very funny guy, and the movie captures that very well. There's also a lot of great music in this movie, so it's got the best of Lennon.
Yeah, it's an absolute must-see. There's no question about it. Are you planning another book on John Lennon?
You know, I sued the FBI for their files on John Lennon under the Freedom of Information Act almost 20 years ago, and we're still in court after there's 10 documents they're still refusing to release. I would just as soon be out of the John Lennon business, but the Bush administration isn't giving up on this. So as long as they're not giving up, my lawyers in the ACLU are not giving up. So it looks like we may have another story to tell about the last 10 documents. Hopefully sometime soon.
Well, if you could write another book about anything other than John Lennon, what would it be?
Well, I'm a historian. I teach I teach about the 50s and 60s at UC Irvine, and I'm interested in the parallels between the Cold War and the War on Terror. That's what I'm thinking about these days.
Somebody needs to really write a good definitive book about the California, Southern California car/beach culture of the 50s and 60s.
Maybe you're the one.
Now, no writing skills here. I wish somebody would do all that, because when I try to explain that to people and what that whole thing was like of, you know, cheap gasoline and 29-cent hamburgers and all of that, they just don't quite comprehend what growing up there and what that lifestyle was about.
You mean gasoline used to cost less than $3 a gallon?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and you used to... You know, most people, if they grew up in a small town, they cruised Main Street or whatever the boulevard was. For us, we cruised the freeways, and we cruised the, you know, Beach Boulevard, and we were into all of that. And I don't want to get too nostalgic here. But anyway,
another era.
It was another era. Anyway, The U.S. versus John Lennon, it opens today here in Denver. It's a must-see. And, John, thank you so much, man. Thanks for getting up this morning and being on the program.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
All right, we'll talk to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There's John Weiner. He is a John Lennon historian. Actually, he's a history professor at the University of California, Irvine, and the author of two books on John Lennon, Give Me Some Truth, the John Lennon FBI Files, and Come Together, John Lennon in His Times, and the John Lennon movie, The USA versus John Lennon, opens today. Get out there and see it. I know Mary and I are definitely going to go see it. And if you don't know much about John Lennon or don't know what he was involved in and just know him as being either a one-time member of the Beatles or an ex-Beatle, this is an excellent film to go see. And as he said, it showcases John Lennon's wit and also John Lennon's fantastic music. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9. Open phones continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget about our Progressive Talk Superstar Contest. You, too, can do this. And you know what? You can do it across the United States of America. Want to find out more? Go to AM760.net. Let's go to Gina for traffic.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that Internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if Internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
You sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
People say I'm crazy.
John Lennon.
To save me from ruin.
9:25, 25 minutes after 9. High today, 80, mostly sunny. AM 760. Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. One line open or instant message me at am760.net. Let's go to Ron in Denver. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yesterday on Ed Schultz, somebody made a brilliant comment that it's a very thin line between torturing them and torturing us. And it brought to mind a thought. And that thought was, our founding fathers gave us liberty and we just gave it back.
I don't know if collectively we did it, but I think our elected representatives did it. And I don't know if it's because people either don't care or they don't understand what this is about, because in the limited time that they're given to consume news, wherever they get it from, they don't cover in depth, and we don't have any in-depth policy discussions about this stuff, and this government does us a misservice by wrapping it up in all kinds of political rhetoric. And then I also think there are people out there who can't understand the very, 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 very simple idea that if you do something to somebody from another country, whether they are representing that country or they're what they call a stateless actor, and you don't observe some kind of moral protocol in treatment, then what ends up happening is they'll turn it around and they'll do it to our soldiers and our people. And anybody who has any family in the military should be damn scared of this.
We have just turned into what we are fighting by this very bill. We have turned into what we are fighting. We have given up our moral authority, and we have turned turned into a bully. You know, I used to say that we're not the world's policemen, we're the world's garbage men because we take it out, but now we've just joined the rest of the world. We are now no better.
We certainly can't make a case about the moral high ground, and something I find very, very interesting about that is the people that are involved in this and the people that want it very, very badly are people who have never seen combat.
I sincerely hope we get a Democratic president who declares the current regime and its henchmen enemy combatants, tortures them to get the real story out.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to torture them.
Get the real story because
you don't want to torture them.
It doesn't work.
You don't want to torture them. You want to give them their day in court.
It doesn't work.
Torture doesn't work. You're right about that. And people only make things up, like Sheikh al-Libi, who made up all that stuff and then later went and told the CIA that he had to recant all of that information because he had made it up. Ron, thank you, man.
You bet.
All right. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I disagree with everything Salazar's done on these things, too, both him and his brother. But something I want your listeners to remember is the party trumps. And unfortunately, we've got these as our candidates, but that's all we had to choose from. And we've got to stay with the party, stay progressive, and keep chipping away at trying to make that change from within. You know, I'm tired of these wimpy guys. They might as well be Joe Lieberman's, because it's not going to work. We basically have to hold together. And, you know, yeah, these things come, but we still have to remain on the party line and keep going at it from within. Because I called Salazar's office this morning, and I told him exactly what I thought. And every one of your listeners should have his phone number. At least you should be airing it and letting people know. Call these guys and let them know.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I don't disagree with anything you're saying at all. I just got through answering a guy's email in two parts. I answered one part of it very early this morning at about 3:15 this morning. Then he emailed me back. And then while the news was going on, I emailed him back again. And his whole thing was exactly what you're talking about. Well, I'm never voting Democratic again. I'm through the Democratic Party, and I'll look for a third party, and on and on and on. And these wimpy Democrats and blah, blah, blah. And I sent him an email back and said, yeah, there are some Democrats that are not so great, but there are also a lot of Democrats out there that really do work hard. There are a lot of Democrats out there who really do have their nose to the grindstone. They do care. They are outspoken. They do say what they believe. You're not giving them enough credit. And the idea is, let's get involved and let's push to change, to make change not only in the country, but also make change in the party. And those people who are Republicans who don't like the melding together of the authoritarian religious right along with big business interests that they feel have robbed their party, they too should get involved and not run. And everyone should get involved. I agree. And if you want to call Salazar's office today and tell him you're unhappy with him, the number's 303-455-7600. I'll give the number again, 303-455-7600. I'm on exactly the same page you are, Jim.
Well, you know, and here's the deal. Let's not try to get instant gratification. That's what too many people want. We want instant gratification. You know what? It's going to take some time to build this thing up, just like the Republicans. They took, let's say 20 years to get this machine rolling. Well, we may not have 20 years, but by God, we have to go at it every year with the same attitude and expect these kind of setbacks. But I tell you, if we remain on the same page and we stay with our party caucuses and we don't let, you know, like Salazar muscled out Miles, let's face it. But if we keep going back to these things, you know, one of these days a Miles is going to get through. And it's going to, you know, the party's going to be on the correct page. But, Jesus, you don't pout about it. And you can hear it in their voice, poor me. Well, yeah, I'm tired of you guys. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. We've got to go at it. We've got to make change.
I agree 100%. That's why I'm watching very, very carefully the Lamont-Lieberman race, in which Ned Lamont is now 10 points behind Lieberman. And I hope that he's able to close the gap and beat Lieberman. And I hope that that's just one example of what progressives can do. And I'm with you 100%. Let's get up and fight, man. Let's get up and fight. Let's get up and join organizations. Let's get up and be involved. I don't know how many times on the air here I've asked people a million times to join the ACLU of Colorado. You know, if you're tired of the theocratic, religious, authoritarian right pushing you around, if you're tired of this stuff going on, then do something about it. It's not that expensive to join the ACLU. Do something about it. Do something about it and stop whining. I agree. Jim, 100%, man. I'm on your side. You are the man.
Thank you.
All right. Call me again.
Okay, bye.
Have a good weekend. He's right about that. He's right about that. Let's answer the bell, folks. Let's answer the bell. And I don't care. Once again, this is bipartisan. Because I run across a lot of Republicans and a lot of moderates who don't like where the Republican Party is at. Okay, you know what? Either come join us or change your own party. Because we certainly should be hell-bent on changing ours and fixing what is wrong. And one of the things that's wrong with the Democratic Party is Ken Salazar. One of the things that's wrong with the Republican Party is Mad Tommy Tancredo and Marilyn Manson Musgrave. All right, it's 9:33, 28 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rick Morgan with a look at traffic.
Thank you, Jay. It's, boy, a tough drive heading up to the downtown area from the tech center. We're seeing slowing from that earlier accident hours ago, that semi-accident in Santa Fe. Still tough to recover, so it's slow from University all the way into the downtown area. As you get past that, though, decent drive up through downtown. Southbound, we do have reports of a stall in the right lane between Washington and University, but we're not really seeing any slowing there. And good news in Boulder, that earlier water main break at Pearl and Folsom is taken care of and out of the way. But the forecast today, mostly sunny, breezy, high in the low 80s. Beautiful night in store tonight, low 46. And then a nice warm weekend ahead. Look for mid-80s both Saturday and Sunday. Right now it's 62 degrees. I'm Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
This knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas Touch. Lifetime guarantee valid for as long as you own your car. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
D-4.
just below the stairs.
It's 9:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 80, mostly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Want to be the next Progressive Talk superstar? Go to am760.net and find out about the contest rules and enter to win. And we got to have your materials by October the 6th. So get busy, get to am760.net right now. And who knows, you could be doing this, and if I can do it, you can do it too. You know, really. All right, let's get back to the phones. Open phones, we'll go to Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, you're on.
Jay, you there?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Got a topic that kind of ties together a number of things. Kind of the topic you were just speaking with the last gentleman about kind of far right, far left problems in each party. The John Lennon thing, given the way that John Lennon died. And the most recent school shootings that have happened here in Colorado. And it's an issue that I have known for a while as a Democrat and a union member. I'm a union carpenter. I worked in Chicago for 12 years as a union carpenter. And one of the biggest lunchtime debates between union guys, who as a rule should be Democrats, that's pretty much a standard thing, was the issue of gun control. And we're losing good Democratic voters to the people on the far left who want to strip away those constitutional rights for to the right to bear arms, whichever amendment that is. And we have
it's the Second Amendment.
Second Amendment, and we have to take a look at that as a party and try to find a little more neutrality so that we can attract those individuals that should be Democrats for all other purposes. And again, these are guys that, that's the only thing that keeps them from voting Democrat is the gun control issue. And there's a number of issues like that, pull people away. There are Republicans that, on the religious, I don't want to go as far as the religious right, they're more moderate, Christians that would probably, and being one and talking to a lot of Christians, it's the same thing. There's just issues that, as a party, we have to get a little more neutral, move a little more into the center.
What issues would those be?
Well, abortion obviously is the biggest one with Christians. And what we've done is we've got to take the debate away from them, where it's because they've labeled Democrats as pro-abortion. And the truth of the matter is we're not pro-abortion. We're pro-choice, and there's a difference. And that's how we have to define the debate. We can't see they're defining the debate currently by labeling us as pro-abortion. And the conversation has to turn to it's not about being pro-abortion. It's about being pro-choice. And Republicans are the ones that stand up and say, we want government out of our lives. And yet on some of the biggest social issues that, are debated in this country, the Republicans drag the government into it. And that's the kind of thing that we have to, strategically and very thoughtfully as a party change our language a little bit so that we can, attract those people that are sitting on the fence that could easily go, because there's a lot of my Christian friends that, I shouldn't say a lot, but there's a percentage of my Christian friends that are unhappy with, what's going on with our president, with our Republican Congress. But there's some sticking points that, they'll just stay over there because of those issues. And that's, it's kind of a blanket statement here. We have to think as a party a little more about moving into the center.
On the subject, these are wedge issues, and on the subject of abortion, I always try to answer like this. I always try to answer in a couple of ways. I always try to answer it, number one, that if the Republican Party is the party of life, as they so-called, quote-unquote, like to brag, and they're the anti-abortion party, then please tell me what they've done as of late to stop Roe versus Wade.
Right. Well, we both.
And I'm not talking about on a statewide level. I'm talking about now on a federal level with the GOP. What have they done? So in other words, what they've done is they've taken people like James Dobson, they've taken people like the authoritarian Christians, they've taken people like even maybe moderate Christians who may be against the idea of abortion, and everybody is against the idea of abortion. Nobody wants to see it happen. Nobody wants to, nobody goes out and promotes it, but they've taken these people for a ride. So they promised them and promised them and promised them and used them and used them and used them and then never done anything for them. And the second thing is we need to start talking about it this way. No one is going out there and saying that we're for abortion. Nobody holds up their hand and says that we're for this going on. But what we are for is we are for a woman to be able to make that critical choice if that time comes, and that it should be left up to her and her family and not society at large. And if the tables were turned, would you want society at large, and would you want the government coming into your home, into your private matters, and making that decision for you? And then the last part of it is how about this? How about if we fix it in this society so that single women who may be facing this problem don't have to face it?
Right.
Through better medical care, through better sex education, through more comprehensive measures, so that they don't have to face that decision when they come to it. Why don't we talk about that? And why don't we talk about funding for those kinds of programs? And then when they say, well, that sounds like a reasonable idea, then you say to them, all right, now go tell me what the GOP has done in regards to this. And then on guns, there are a lot of us who are involved here who are not for unreasonable. You know, we don't want to take away everybody's guns. I believe highly in the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Do I think that there should be some moderation?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think there should be a gun store across the street from a school. But I'm not going to turn around and go to some legitimate hunter who goes out there and wants to hunt, even though it's something I don't do. I'm not going to say to him, here, give me your shotgun. I don't see in this year, in 2006, I don't see this stuff coming up on the radar.
No, it's not. It's not part of the debate. It's not. And that's a good thing. You know, it actually is a good thing. But it is something that now that we've had a couple more school shootings, you know, it could end up there. And the kind of the point is we just have to, you know, 2006 is, but we've still got 2008. So who knows where, you know, the discussion will go. And abortion's always the key thing. And to your point, Republicans are big talkers, and they don't do really, you know, they appoint conservative judges.
You know, let's ask them, all right, if you believe in the sanctity of life, and if you value the life of kids, then please tell me in a sentence or two what Wayne Allard here in the state of Colorado, what Bill Owens, what any prominent Republican, what both ways Bob Beaupre and his votes in Congress, what have they done to help out kids? Why is it in the world's...
The ones that are alive. That's the point that you got to hold up in their
the
face.
World, in the world,
what are you doing? You know, you scream about the unborn,
right,
but you're screwing, you know, the children that are here.
Right.
That are already here. They cut funding repeatedly.
All the time.
My wife and I are about to become foster parents. And so we're going to get firsthand experience as to, you know, what our Republican government is doing to those that are less fortunate.
And, why are there 700, I think it's 750,000 kids, and I could be wrong about that, but I think it's 750,000 kids in the state of Colorado have no health insurance.
Yeah, and that's the hypocrisy within the Republican Party. Cry about the unborn, but you won't do anything for those that are. You know, living, breathing here on Earth with us right now. You know,
you can't have it
both ways.
That's right, and you won't do anything for single women either, who may be facing that choice.
There
Steve, thank you, man. Great call.
All right, see you, Jay.
Okay, take care. It's 9:46:14 away from 10 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Rick Morgan.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still a bit crowded and slow on that northbound drive to the downtown area from the Tech Center. See the slowing from University up through downtown, but then it breaks loose. You've got a decent drive up north of downtown, up through Thornton and North Glen. That southbound drive looks pretty good heading into the downtown area. I-70 showing good speeds on both sides of town. Looks good on 225 across Aurora. No problems on 470 or 6th Avenue. And it looks pretty good on the Turnpike and in and around Boulder. Things are moving along just fine. Weather forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, highs in the low 80s. Clear tonight, low 46, and a nice warm weekend on the way, highs in the mid-80s both Saturday and Sunday. Right now it's 63 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. KeyBank has a wide array of low fixed-rate home equity loans with no closing costs or annual fees, so you'll always have a smart way to get the money you need. Stop by any Key Center, call 1-888-KEY-1234, or visit Key.com to find out more. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commissioned salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4000. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
The afternoon, and the fair is tomorrow at the Adams County Regional Park off Highway 85 and 124th Avenue.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. So ask the person who does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. Then ask if they offer a lifetime guarantee on pads or shoes. Midas does. Finally, ask how long they've been around. If it's less than 50 years, then compared to Midas, they're still the new kids on the block. If you don't get the answers you need, head to Midas, America's leader in brakes. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas Touch. Lifetime guarantee valid for as long as you own your car. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Eddie. 9:51, 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 80 under mostly sunny skies. There is a debate scheduled between Angie Piccioni and Marilyn Manson Musgrave at the Windsor County High School. That's coming up this Tuesday, October the 24th, 7 in the evening. And you can go to thereporterherald.com/elections. They've got a link to get free tickets and submit questions for the debate. So get on out there. If you're in and around that area, and help support Angie Piccioni, and maybe you can ask Marilyn Manson Musgrave about why it is she thinks that gay people are the overriding problem in the United States, the overriding subject that should be discussed in the United States, as opposed to the idea that we're stuck in this god-awful war with no way to get out. Maybe we should have a discussion about that, Marilyn. Oh, and also, too, somebody should ask Marilyn, was she at that conference that took place here a couple of days ago where this fundamentalist preacher got up and started calling gay people fags? And did Marilyn put up with that? Did she let that go ahead and nobody said anything about it? And she didn't stand up and say anything about it? Did that happen, Marilyn? Here's Virginia in Denver. Virginia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yep.
You know, nobody talks about a military takeover. I don't know why.
Of what, the United States?
Absolutely.
Because there won't be one.
I know, but it happens everywhere.
Mm,
I mean, if all these generals...
Not in Britain, not in Europe.
Well, if all these generals are as upset as they should be, it occurs to me, I keep waiting for somebody to bring it up, so I thought, why not me?
Well, they're upset, but they're doing other things. They're going to the press, they're leaking information, and...
The press just doesn't really give a hoot.
Well, the press is taking the information that's leaked, though, and it's getting out.
Well, I just think, you know, it's a revolutionary idea, but I thought, why not?
Because we don't want a military coup in this country, because we have checks and balances, and it's up to the populace of this country to be able to put those checks and balances into play, and hopefully they'll do that in November.
They sure didn't work yesterday, did they?
Well, you have a majority party, and you don't have... And then you've got some people like Ken Salazar who don't realize what party they're in.
But that's
not a reason to advocate a military coup. Advocating a military coup is insanity.
Okay.
You'd be asking people under the code of authority to violate the Constitution of the United States and to commit treason.
Well, if they come and take me away, why? If I don't ever call again, you'll know why.
I don't think it's going
to
happen.
All right. I want to talk about the peace vigil, too, but I also want to say my efforts contacting Ken Salazar have been pretty frustrating. You know, I wrote him about Alberto Gonzalez, and he wrote back and said he introduced him because Alberto asked him to. Now, that's a reason. I said, well, if he asked you to jump off a building. Anyway, you know, Saturday from noon to 1 o'clock at 52nd and Wadsworth, we are there every Saturday. We would love to be joined by any of you who care. 92nd and Sheridan, 11 o'clock. First and University, 1 o'clock. Then on the 5th, the special World Can't Wait with the Peace Vigil. That's going to be at 5 o'clock in the evening at 52nd and Wadsworth. We're going to be there from 5 to 6:30 doing this special demonstration. And a smaller rally will be at noon to 1 at the same location. I appreciate, Jay, you're letting me say these things.
Not a problem, but you know what? I wouldn't go around spouting about a military coup. You're likely not to get very many people to show up because they'll think there's something wrong with you.
Well, there is. That's not what my sign says. My sign says, Bush lied, thousands died. Is that okay with you?
Well, I think that's perfectly fine.
And I have one that says, we are not safer. Occupation breeds hatred.
I think that's perfectly fine, too.
Yes, and I have one that says, draft the Bush twins.
I like that one the best.
So do I.
We should have a draft in this country, period.
Absolutely. That'd end the whole thing in a minute.
Well, if we're fighting this desperate war to the end, and if it's about our civilization and our culture, then wouldn't you expect that we would be asked as citizens of this country to make some sacrifices? We have yet to be asked for any sacrifices whatsoever, and that includes the rich as well as the middle class and the poor, and we don't have that, so why don't we? Because the American people would never accept it, which proves that what the president is saying is BS.
We're sacrificing our national honor.
Well, we're sacrificing a hell of a lot of kids and a lot of adults
and
a lot of men and women, and we're killing a lot of innocent people, but we're not getting anything for it.
That's true.
All right, Virginia.
Hey, Jay, thank you.
You bet.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Eric, Denver, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, I know you're running out of time, Jay, but I wanted to kind of make a left turn here and talk a little bit about the school hostage standoff and what I think is an epidemic that's growing in this society. I wish a president, maybe not this one, would take on, and that is the issue of sexual predators. I think we're seeing more of them all the time, and even though this guy probably didn't have a criminal conviction for it, I could almost guarantee that they're going to find some kiddie porn somewhere in this guy's background, whether it's on a computer or a magazine or who knows what he's going to have. But, you know, these kinds of things are just escalating all the time, and it's about time that somebody does something about it, maybe more prosecution of it, maybe more investigation of the Internet.
Well, I think authorities across this country are doing the best job they possibly can. I mean, they're really leaning on this, and there's stories all the time in the news about people that they catch in these stings.
Yeah, but a lot of the people who have been convicted of these crimes are eventually set free. We had a story just the other day where a community got together and decided to get rid of a sexual predator in their neighborhood, and this was only after he committed another crime.
Well, do you think, all right, let me ask you very quickly before we run out of time here. Do you think if you're busted once for that, do you think you ought to get life in prison?
No, but some states consider castration, and maybe Colorado needs to go that direction.
Doesn't work. French tried it, and it had no effect because it's not a crime of sex. It's a crime of violence.
I'll tell you what.
Let's put this one on hold, and this is a fascinating topic. And Monday after 9 o'clock, open phones. You be here. We'll pick it back up.
I will try. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Eric. Have a good weekend, everybody. Go to the John Lennon movie. And talk to you on Monday when we'll be sitting in for Jerry Springer, so we'll be going nationwide.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Noble Electric Company, a community-minded business. Noble Electric Company handles residential, industrial, and commercial accounts. Call Chris and the licensed electricians for a free estimate at 303-668-6048. That's 303-668-6048 for Noble Electric Company. They're on the air because they care.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovation.